I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day.
Fury's the name, and fucking fighting's the game. His heart's rattling now, his balls have sunk up inside of him. There's a man here that's going to annihilate your daughter.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
The heavyweight champion of the world, the greatest fighter that's ever lived, ever laced a pair of boxing gloves on, ever stood in a boxing arena.
Me, the Dinky King.
Fury, under the hands of Sugar Hill, is just a different beast. He's a different monster.
Joshua's a coward. Usyk's a pussy, and Dillon White don't want to fight. So if you can prove me wrong, get to fucking fighting.
These are all coward bum dotters. I'll annihilate the lawyers and destroyers. Submit yous. Cut you bitches out.
Fury's just too intelligent. When he has to box, he boxes. When he's got a triple jab, he triple jabs.
If he holds a handful of stones and throws them at me, he may have a chance of landing something.
Chicken! Joshua, where are you? Where are you, AJ? AJ!
Dillon White's a bitch. I want to see you. You've got to fight me anyway.
Making supernatural strength. Fury throwing it up.
SPS promotion.
I can smash your face in too. There's not one thing you can do about it.
Fury's the name! And fucking fighting's the game! His heart's rattling.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today is your morning afterthoughts, where we come back this fine morning and we discuss what it is that we watched last night, and we try to make sure that we fully assess what took place. There's a lot of people running around screaming robbery, and it's just quite silly. Fights are scored round by round. One knockdown does not win you a fight. I wish it was like that, but it's not. You know, a fight is scored round by round. And in order to win, you must have the total number of points at the end of the fight. Again, a knockdown is only a 10-8 round. And if you seen Francis Ngannou winning, you have to have at least seen him winning 5 rounds. Then the knockdown, which I still believe it makes it tie. The dude, regardless, the dude needed to win 5 or 6 rounds, and it's just not there. I can see a fight being tight because he's the only man that got a knockdown, and many people at the very least gave Ngannou 4 rounds with the knockdown, maybe 5. Maybe you thought he could get to the 6 that he needed, but it's a 10-round fight. 5 rounds each is a draw, you know? I just don't see a robbery, let alone I don't see an easy 6 rounds for you to score for Ngannou. I see someone said they had 2, 3, 4, 7, and 8. And let me pull up my scorecard because I certainly rewatched and tried to score. I just don't see what it is you guys are seeing, unfortunately. But it is what it is. Maybe we get a rematch in the future. Maybe we don't. But for right now, I believe Tyson got the correct decision. I don't see how Ngannou could have won six rounds. But feel free to call in and make your case for Ngannou. Let us know if, you know, you thought he got it right. Now, 2 and 3, most people gave Ngannou, and then 7 and 8. I really don't see what other rounds you can give Ngannou. And this is why I tell you guys use the Judge Scoring app, because you'll get hundreds of people using the same app, scoring the same rounds. Then you have a general consensus of who scored in those rounds. Obviously, you won't know exactly who the person is by identity, but you know that people scored it in round one, scored it in round seven for a specific fighter. That being said, the first round I gave to Fury. The second, I can see you giving it to Ngannou. The third, to Ngannou at a 10-8 round. Again, the second isn't necessarily an Ngannou round. It's a tight round that could have went to either or. That's just something you got to check punch stats and all those things to make a definitive winner for that round. Round four, I think it was clear that that was Tyson Fury, as well as round 5 and 6. 7 and 8, again, those are the high rounds for the Cameroonian Francis Ngannou, where most people scored it for him, but I'm not sure. I'm actually rewatching, but they're still on the I restarted again, but they're still on the national anthems here. And what the fuck? You can't use the freaking fast forward from the remote, whack. But yeah, I just didn't see a knock. I didn't see a robbery. You know, I really didn't see a robbery. And I feel that Tyson did more than enough as the champion. It's funny, we use that word when, or that phrase, when it suits us or it suits our favorite fighter, and then we start talking, well, he didn't do enough to take it from the champion. Bro, Ngannou didn't do anything to me. Stand around with his hands up, waiting to counterpunch. I just don't know how that's enough for you guys to take it from the champ. And the champ is constantly throwing punches. The champ is constantly flicking the jab. I just don't understand why people want the winner, right, the champion, in any circumstance to lose so bad. If you look at the Foster fight, scores were like 100 to 90. They weren't giving the kid a round. If he didn't get that knockout in the last round, he would have been robbed. And no one would have cared because the scorecards were not an indication of the fight, but they were a closer resemblance of the fight than anything else. Meaning, yeah, Foster was losing, but he wasn't losing every single round. He won one or two rounds, you understand? And that's what's wrong with judging. Then you got these big figures like LeBron come out and say, this is what's wrong with boxing. But is this what's wrong with boxing, or is it that you're not educated and you don't know how to score a fight? You're just watching something without educating yourself, without trying to seek knowledge, and you think it's as easy as whoever the judges say won. Well, it's not. You know, a fight is scored round by round, and it's a 10-point must system. It's the ring generalship. It's the come forward aggression. It's the punch landed. It's the activity. It's the lack of activity. It's the accuracy. Like, I don't really know what you guys scored for Ngannou, because he stood there with his hands up. He just stood there all fucking night. Like, what were you really watching? I don't get it. I don't get what were people watching. I don't get how they seen Tyson Fury lose, but it's interesting, man. It's interesting that this guy doesn't get a fair shake. I don't know if it's previous hatred because he did what he did to Deontay Wilder, and people believe, you know, there's a fraction of people believe he cheated there, so are they just happy to say that he lost in this fight to get a one-up on Tyson? Because honestly, I didn't see it. I'm a guy that likes skill and technique, and I didn't see anything that Ngannou did that I would tell a young fighter, yo, watch this tape of Ngannou and Fury. This was some cool shit. This was some shit you can grow from. The only thing I can give Ngannou credit for is his composure. Like, if I'm going to tell somebody to watch that fight, it's so they can see the composure of Ngannou on the world level in a championship fight. But other than that, I'm struggling to see what this dude did. Like, we sit here and we watch boxing every day, and then we allow something like this to come and happen, and we running with it as a community. Yeah, yeah, he got robbed. Bro, you guys are tripping. And it's very disappointing, man. It's very disappointing because in a time where we need to come together and try to let those that don't know, that aren't educated about this sport, try to let them know what really happened. Like, yeah, no, he had a good fight. Oh, no, and Ngannou did better than what I expected. He shocked me. He knocked Fury down, but he didn't win the fight. He didn't win the fight. 10-point must system, it's a race to six. He didn't win the fight. I don't get it. You know what I mean? I would love to see people's scorecard because I got mines. I certainly got mines. Lou DiBello here. And this is what I'm saying. The hatred for Fury runs deep. So when it comes to Fury, a promoter has the balls to say this. Couldn't you see those scorecards coming? Yeah, it was close, but a fighting man, novice, scored the only knockdown, landed the harder punches, and controlled the pace of the fight. The heavyweight champion of the world shrugged this one off and embarrassed boxing. Hard to do. Ngannou won. The scores don't fucking matter. So you see, he's talking about moral victory. He's not talking about Ngannou literally won, but this is what we have. We have people like Lou making statements like this that can be confusing. Because by saying the scores don't matter, you're clearly telling the world you know Fury won. But in your eyes, it don't matter because in your eyes, you're giving Francis Ngannou a moral victory. Why is he getting a moral victory, Ness? Because the motherfucker's a novice and he lasted 10 rounds. Because the motherfucker's a novice and he got a knockdown. I lived through this sport long enough to see this already. This is Floyd Mayweather, Sugar Shane Mosley, all over again. You fools want to see someone lose so desperately that Sugar Shane lands a right hand and all of a sudden he get points for 6 rounds. He don't just get points for the 1 round he landed the right hand. He get points for 6 rounds because you dudes don't know how to score. It's like, well, he did land that right hand in the 2nd round. Well, he did shake Floyd up. Well, Floyd's knees did buckle. But none of that don't got nothing to do with the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, or the 6th. That's only the 2nd round. So I'm watching this here, and what is Ngannou doing other than following around? Following around. The occasional parry, following around. Like, are you watching a fight or do you just want to tear someone down? But I'm not going to lose too much sleep, breath, energy over it. Boxing got the win. I don't really give a fuck what a LeBron James says. I don't really give a fuck what the YouTuber Garcia says because all he's doing is clout chasing. As a dude that's been in this sport on a high level in the amateur system, he got 6 fights with Haney, and he can look at this fight yesterday and turn around and say, Ngannou's my heavyweight champion. Ryan Garcia need to be smacked. Go do some fucking YouTube videos or something, you TikToking ass motherfucker. You feel me? You dudes so quick to turn your back. It's hilarious. But again, I'm watching it. What is Ngannou doing? Like, what is he doing? Do we need to pause this shit? Do we need to slow it down for y'all? Like, what is he doing? It's sad, man. It's sad that you guys want to see someone lose so bad that you'll tear him down regardless of what was actually happening in the ring. Look at Ngannou. He just did. I'm waiting. What am I doing? Meanwhile, Fury flicking a jab. At least he jabbing. How could Lou DiBella say Ngannou controlled the pace? You not throwing punches. How you controlling the pace? This is what I'm saying. This dude been in business longer than I'm alive. And he got the nerve to say Ngannou controlled the space, the pace. Lou don't know what the fuck he talking about. Or his time with Wilder made him biased and he hating on Fury. And yeah, he going to tweet or he going to say I'm ignorant for saying that, but let's be fucking real. Am I ignorant or is the one that said fuck the scores and Ngannou won is ignorant? Am I ignorant, the one that got the scorecard, the one that watched the fight, or is the one that's just tweeting shit to get popular ignorant? Because that's how I see it. That's how I see it. First of all, he lied. He said the only significant punch was landed was by Ngannou. What about the right-handed Fury landed in the first round? There was replays over and over, but we so quick to forget because we want to roll with Rush. We want to roll with the wave. Oh shit, Fury lost. I gotta post it too. Let me post the knockdown. Y'all cornballs, man. The whole lot of you. Straight weirdos, bruh. But the numbers is open if you want to call in. I'm looking for your opinion. Truthful opinions. People that actually watched this fight, that actually seen this fight. Hopefully you know some boxing, bruh. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for real boxing fans that actually watch boxing, that know what it is they're looking at. You understand? They know the difference between a jab and a hook and a slip and a weave. Do you? Do you know the difference, or do you fools just skim through it? Do you just sit on different platforms and talk all day about a bunch of motherfucking nothing? Or do you actually know about this sport? Do you actually know what a parry is? Do you actually know what a weave is? Do you actually know what it means to control distance, to be the ring general, to be the effective aggressor? Like, none of this matters when it's Fury because he beat your favorite fighter. That's the saddest part of this sport. It's like, I'm going to ignore everything Fury did because I just want to see him lose. And it's very sad. It really is very sad that that's where people are at this point. Because there's no way you watch that fight with boxing eyes and think that Fury lost unless you're a motherfucking hater. But phone lines are open. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Discord is available. Twitter Spaces is available. X, now formerly known as Twitter. And so is our Discord plus the landline. Let's do it.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
We're looking for you to voice your opinion on yesterday's big fight.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Was it really a robbery? That is the question we are asking.
Check out theboxingvoice.com for some of the best articles on the hottest news in today's boxing.
We going out to Anthony. What's going on in ATL?
Yo, I appreciate you, gang. You already know I had to call in because I did watch the fight and I did score it because you calling out everybody who probably was just casual and didn't watch the fight and just jumping on the bandwagon. But did you see Fury's face at the end of the fight? Okay, and Ngannou looked like he went for a walk in the park. All right? So, listen, you can say, oh, well, Fury's jab was better, maybe Fury did this and that, but if you look at the punch numbers, Ngannou landed at a higher percentage than Tyson Fury. He quite literally outlanded him, out-Furied Fury. He landed the bigger punches. The eighth round, Fury didn't even land a punch. He got beat up the entire round, got hurt the round before that again. Okay? Even
champ,
Francis
champ,
said it.
Champ, I just want you to know, in my monologue, I said everybody gave Fury round three. Everybody gave Fury
right.
seven and eight. So you just saying the same thing I'm saying. Tell me how Fury won round four. Tell me how he won
round one. You mean Ngannou?
Tell me how he won.
You mean Ngannou?
Yeah, 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 Ngannou. Yeah. Tell me how Ngannou won the rounds
Ngannou,
that Fury won. Show me that.
Ngannou did
Don't
not.
Show me the same
Ngannou,
rounds we all know. We all know Ngannou won seven and eight and three. Talk about some other rounds. Make a case
yes.
for some other
well,
rounds.
Seven, eight, three, four, and nine. He did. I
yeah.
thought at 10 was even close. I thought 10, but Tyson landed a punch at the end of the round, so maybe that could have went it either way. But that was a either way round. Could have went either way. So the point is that it's easier to find five rounds for Francis than it is for Fury, and you're only
Hell
blind
no.
and biased if you don't see that. Look at Fury's face. He was beat up.
Brother, are you a boxing
fight.
Fan or are you an MMA fan?
Yes.
Boxing
fan.
Matches aren't won by faces. Boxing matches aren't won by black and blue.
Who would you rather
cuts
be?
Cuts or blood.
That's
not how you
be?
Score. That's not how you score.
Who would you
score. Shout out Max Kellerman, but that's why he got fired. Is he on HBO? Is he on HBO? Answer the question. Is he on HBO? Is he on ESPN? Is he on ESPN?
Is
he fucking commentating boxing?
He ain't doing the fight.
Is he commentating boxing?
No.
He not commentating boxing. So guess what? I'm going to flip your words right back at you. Who would you rather be? I'd rather be me with my own job, with my own business, not getting fucking fired for what I believe.
You spend
Max Kellerman shit. Who would you rather be? I would rather be Tyson Fury. I would rather be
yeah, right.
Tyson Fury with the motherfucking win. With the motherfucking win.
Even LeBron. Did you see Ronaldo's face on the
Hey,
on
yo,
the,
my
on
man
the,
said
on
LeBron. This dude's an undercover casual. He said LeBron prays motherfucking hair plugs. That's his sport. He don't know shit about boxing. He don't know shit. You want to talk about hairlines and hair plugs and Rogaine? Then we call LeBron. Then we call LeBron. Fuck out of here. He don't know shit about boxing. Tell that motherfucker get in the ring. Talking all that shit. We'll get the wackest motherfucker to beat the brakes off LeBron. Talk to me. Gabe Rosado will beat the shit out of LeBron. Make LeBron shit on himself.
LeBron like 6'9". You think that's
Gabe Rosado will beat the shit out of LeBron. You heard
I'll
me.
Tell you, LeBron playing for like 6 months, that's easy work. Easy
Man,
work.
I knew you was a casual. You in here picking Ngannou and LeBron, bro. You a casual at heart.
I mean, Ngannou
You see Ngannou win. You a casual. You talking about I can find more rounds for Ngannou. This all Ngannou did, I can find more rounds for Ngannou holding his hands up. Five more rounds
he
for the motherfucker
him.
Letting his hands go.
He
One round. You still talking about the third round. You still talking about the
he
third
dropped
round.
Him, though.
You still talking about the third
but,
round. There we go.
But
you
say
See,
he
this is how I know.
Him.
This is how I know motherfuckers don't watch boxing. I say he ain't win. He say he dropped him. I say he ain't win. He say he dropped him. I say
did
that happened in the third round.
Time?
I say that happened in
did
the third round. You said the 10th round was tight. But maybe Fury got it because he landed that right hand. So what round did Ngannou fucking win? Oh, okay, the third, the seventh, and the eighth.
I said he could have won
okay.
either way. I said he could have won either way, Ness. That's what I said. I didn't say
LeBron,
he won it 100%.
Tell LeBron he could have won a championship either way. Oh, that's right. He had to leave his team to get one. Fuck out of here.
LeBron
plus the men-ass ambassador. Tell Ryan Garcia pick up his rib cage off the floor. All these hating ass niggas got something to say, but they don't want to talk about their motherfucking self. Motherfucking Ryan bitch ass quit on his knee. Soon as the fight over, he gets up. Fuck out of here. This your heavyweight champ? Motherfucker, you not our lightweight champ. You not our 140-pound champ. Motherfucker, you not even the influencer champ because that's Jake Paul. Like, let's be real. You motherfuckers don't want to tell the truth. Next caller, Treese and Toledo, what up? Tell the truth, man. And Ganu won. Y'all some weirdos with that weird shit.
Yo.
Treese, what up?
Yo, yo, if I burn over, you know I got you on the cheese. But, hey, Ness, you did this to yourself, brother. You did this to yourself. When I called in and you, when you was talking that, Ngannou doesn't, he doesn't have a puncher's chance. No, he doesn't stand his, it was niggas and, it
he
was niggas
don't.
Like you and niggas. No. And no,
so,
it was
so
niggas
what
like, it was
got?
Niggas.
Did
it
Fury
was,
say that? Did Fury say that? Did
it
Fury
was niggas
stay
like,
down? Now,
was,
when you try to tell me that
look,
fight week, I said,
we
bro,
stomp
Fury
on my
gets
call.
Up. Yeah, I'm going to stomp on your call because when I said that last week, I said, Fury gets up. Nobody can
Bruh,
keep him
it
down.
It ain't about that. You
How
say that he's not going to land.
Say,
it ain't about that. You talking about, you. Whoa. You talking about Ngannou don't land, don't stand a puncher's chance. Now you got
and
no surgery to talk about this. Say, no, let me talk.
No.
Let me burn.
You
can I burn?
I'm not
going to
let you burn because you're making shit up.
Puncher's
chance
means
you're
going
to...
We're going to mute you.
We're going to mute you till you understand what the fuck is going on. Let me help you understand. A puncher's chance means the fighter can't fight. The only way he can win is by knockout. Did Ngannou get the knockout? So wake your dumb ass up because I ain't got time for this shit. A puncher's chance means the motherfucker can only win by knockout. He got a knockdown that Fury is known from getting the fuck up. Class is in fucking session, bruh. Y'all not going to come here lying on the heavyweight champ. Class is in session. A puncher's chance mean he get knocked down or, excuse me, knocked out. Fuck a knockdown going to do. A knockdown can't help you win the fight. It's knocked out. Knocked out. Come on, man. Make your shit up. Puncher's chance.
But even we seen it in Fury eyes that he was looking.
Oh,
whoa,
shit.
Now
we see it in Fury eyes. Yo, did
we
you see
it
the scorecards?
In his eyes, bro.
Did you see the scorecards in Fury's eyes? Did you see the judges' scorecards in Fury's
eyes? That ain't what I wanted to call about. What I wanted
on,
to call about is your man. Is your man. I called to talk about your man. Fuck that. I called to talk about your man. The Fabio Wardley nigga. You understand? I'm peeping. I see what he got going on. I ain't gonna hold you. I like that shoulder shrug move he pulled off to get the run the two piece. I like that. That was good shit. We not gonna allow that though. You understand? He was getting worked over, and I don't like the stoppage, the fucking ref. He could have let Adelaide keep going, bro. He was on that. It was what? About how many? It was like 17 seconds left in that round, bro. He was still aware and awake, bro. He was ready to box, bro. That was bullshit. I wanted to see that keep going. I wanted to see if Worley really had the killer, the instinct like that. He you feel me? Like I say, he got it off the dusty ass shoulder shrug. You feel me? When the ref was trying to cut in, but yeah. Jared, dust that nigga up.
FYI,
what?
Fury was always minus money on live bet DraftKings that was showing on the telecast. Not one time did they ever make Ngannou the underdog, the favorite, which means he never took the lead on any bookie scorecard. Not never did they make him betting underdog.
Bro, it was
only
close,
a betting
though.
Favorite.
You can't lie. It was niggas. I was in the bar, but niggas was looking
champ,
at the stick. We was expecting
champ,
the draw. We was
champ,
expecting
before
the draw.
You was born, before you was born, the phrase "close but not good enough" was existing.
Here we go. Close is like only what close only counts. Close only counts with hand grenades and horseshoes type shit.
Close only matter
but
for
look,
dudes that come in second place.
See, but look,
when
though,
you
on,
were first,
I'm not gonna hold
you. When you won,
you can't
tell,
hold
you
on,
think,
hold on,
you
now,
don't think about the second
hold,
place guy.
When them scorecards is running around, was you or was you not looking at that last scorecard like, oh, shit, we might get a draw. Did you or did you not
bruh,
think?
Bruh, Mayweather got a draw
did you or
versus
did,
Canelo.
Did you or did you not? Yes
Mayweather
no
got a draw
yes
versus
no.
Canelo. Mayweather got a draw
yes
versus
no.
Canelo. Human beings are stupid.
Here you go. Now human beings. I'm just saying, bro. Nobody was expecting Ngannou to pull the draw. That shit could have came, bro.
Nobody was expecting Canelo to get a draw versus Mayweather. Nobody. Nobody.
McGregor, listen.
He got a score.
This was McGregor Mayweather on a bigger scale, and the UFC fighter got their drop. And I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I'm a boxing fan, bro. I fuck with boxing a long way. I love this shit. But I bet you the UFC, fans is like, oh shit, we up one right now. We gotta get. This shit is out of control, bro.
They ain't up shit. They got a loss.
Boxing won on paper.
You going again?
They gonna say boxing won on paper. That's what they gonna say.
Is you going again? Because that was the bell.
Go ahead. Get next to the. I'm gonna run back if I don't like something on here. Go ahead. I got you. Go ahead.
Ngannou got an L. Let me just screen share for you. I think a lot of y'all, you know, woke up fucked up today, and don't realize that the man lost. So I'm gonna just show his box rack. You know what I'm saying? Maybe black and white sinks in for y'all. You feel me? I wouldn't give a fuck what fight fans from another sport think. Ngannou got the loss right there on BoxRec. Black and Blanco. You feel me? Black and Blanco right there. It say it clear as day. So, MMA fans could call in. Closet MMA fans could call in. Y'all can say whatever you want. But realize we got two callers that called in. One dude literally transformed into Max Kellerman and said, I'd rather be Ngannou. Not Yo Ness. Ngannou won more rounds. He won this round, this round, this round, and this round. No, look at Fury's face. Fury got knocked down. Man, I'd rather be Ngannou. Ngannou won that fight. Yeah, dude, stay where you at. Keep watching LeBron and these dudes that hug. Sweaty bodies. That's not what we do over here in boxing. We not weirdos, you feel me? We know how to score fights. You can't just have your hands up in the air and think you won a motherfucking fight. That's not how it goes. That's not how it goes. Not at all. Not at all. You got to actually land punches. I'm watching this fight right now, and Ngannou's like the mouth wide open, round after round after round. Meanwhile, Fury's pop. Is every jab landing? No. Is every right hand landing? No. But he working and Ngannou like this. Follow, follow, follow. I don't know how to cut the ring off. Follow, follow. My hands ease up. Follow, follow. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. I swear to God, bro, boxing got a bunch of dick riders, man. All you do is jump into social media. Oh, this my heavyweight champ. Oh, he won the fight. Shut your stupid ass up. Show me your fucking scorecard. Chicago, what up? New caller. Yo. Chi-Town. Keeping it moving, champ. Ronald, Vermont, what up?
What's good? Can you hear me, Ness?
Perfect.
Yo, shout out to the Rayada, man. That was an excellent fight. For me, that was an excellent fight. Yeah, granted, I was watching the fight, and I didn't really think that I was missing out on each round. I feel like that Ngannou won the first round. I feel like Fury won the second round. I feel like the third round, it could go either way. I'm not sure. But then the fourth round, I gave that to Ngannou. The fifth round, by then, I had it like 2-2. Or 3-2 for Ngannou. The sixth and seventh round kind of blurry to me a little
hold
bit.
Hold up, fams. Hold up. I'm not going to let you just go that fast. You got it. My man said after the fifth round, he had it 3-2. So what three rounds in five rounds did you give Ngannou? See, this is what I'm saying. Tell the world, please.
Okay. The first round, I gave it to Ngannou because I felt like Fury didn't really come out and
Are you forgetting that the only replay they showed us was Fury landing a big-ass right hand on Ngannou? That's what you forgot, right? That's why you giving it to Ngannou? Because you forgot that, right? Because you forgot that.
His face didn't prove that. His face didn't show that he was getting
okay, so we got another dude. We got another dude looking for bruises and marks. That's how you win a fight, is by how many bruises and marks on your face. Okay. I just want to know who I'm dealing with. I just like to know the type of people I'm dealing with. No, you can finish. You can finish, because I checked out the minute you said his face wasn't marked.
Well, what about the third round, Ness? Wasn't that a 10-8 round for Ngannou? Wasn't that considered a 10-8 round? Hello? What's going
on? Champion,
I
checked
out.
Now. No, they hear you. I'm just no longer entertaining you. They hear you.
Okay, well, then, like, the middle rounds is kind of like a toss-up between who won them. But then in the eighth through the ninth round, you could tell that physically and mentally, Fury had checked out. He didn't want to get hit by them hard punches in the eighth through the tenth round. So that's why I have Ngannou winning this fight. And that's my call. Peace.
So I just want you to see caller number three. He says by the fifth round, Ngannou was up 3-2. The round he decided to give Ngannou was round one, when everybody knows Fury landed the right hand. Everybody knows. It's as clear as day. So I don't get it, but I get it. I don't get it, but I get it. Fury beat your favorite fighter. Y'all upset. You want to see him lose. You think he cheated because of what your favorite fighter said. You feel me? You win your feelings. You want to see him lose. I get it. So somehow Wilder didn't win the first round. He knocked down Fury two times, plus bust his nose, guaranteed beat the first and the third round. But somehow Fury won that draw fight. Y'all said they robbed Fury, and Fury got a draw. He had no knockdowns. Got knocked down twice. Now here we go. Shoes on the other foot. Fury gets knocked down once, not twice like Wilder did him, once, and y'all say that Fury won the fight. I mean, excuse me, Ngannou won the fight. But the last time, he got dropped twice, had a long count, bust his nose in the first round, definitely third round could be given to Wilder, and y'all said Fury won that, and that boxing politics was cheating by giving Deontay Wilder his belt. You guys are just a bunch of fucking haters, and I can see it. I can see right through you. I can see right through you. Wilder gets two knockdowns, he loses. Fury gets knocked down once, and he loses. Okay. I like it. I really do. Patrick, what up? I really like how the hatred comes out.
Nah, you know what it really is? It's just people are still in their feelings. That's what it really is. They you hear me?
I'm loud and clear, champ.
Yeah, nah, like, they really still in their feelings. Because I was in my feelings when I was seeing the fight, too. Like, oh, shit, this nigga might really lose. Because it was, like, some close rounds. But I think what it really was, Ngannou took the fight out of Fury. I think Fury won, but Ngannou took the fight out of Fury, and Fury had to play it safe and start boxing. That's what it came down to. That's what it came to. Fury knew he couldn't go in there and bully the dude. That's what it is. I did think Ngannou was gonna win, but me watching the fight over, getting out of my feelings, yeah. Nah, he took that. He was hitting him with the 1-2 all day. He knew he couldn't follow up with any hooks or combinations because Ngannou always had an answer. He always had an answer for anything after the three. Anything after the three, he was catching Fury, and Fury was like, all right, let me just back up, calm down, and just 1-1-2-1-2 him. I think that's what Fury was kind of pissed internally, because the way he was walking back to corner, the way he didn't look like he won as a man. It looked like he was defeated as a man, in my opinion. I don't know what do you think? How do you assess that? How do you think Fury looked after the fight when he won? Like his natural stuff. You know how Fury likes to sing and all that stuff. How do you feel about his reaction after the fight?
I think it was exactly everyone else's reaction. I think he was a human being in that moment, and he felt like the rest of us. It was shock.
He humbled himself in a sense?
It was shock. We nor he expected a common MMA man to last this long. You know, Fury came right out with a solid right hand in the first round that landed over the top, which again, that's the first punch of the fucking round, but somehow Ngannou won the fight. I mean, won the round in the last caller's eyes.
Tyson even said that he was going to press him. And I think he noticed how solid that boy was solid.
Yeah, that's what it was. Ngannou was solid and durable. And when he hit him, Ngannou didn't, like, nothing hurt him. He hit him with an elbow and didn't hurt him. Nothing hurt Ngannou.
Nothing hurt him. But I do see the tactics where MMA played a role. And that's in body movement. I mean, non-body movement. And when Fury came to clinch, all Ngannou was doing was rolling his shoulder back and making Tyson Fury hold on even harder, so he's not putting off
his
weight.
But let's be honest, that fight was weird. I don't know if Fury didn't train. Like, bro, did you count the amount of clinches? I mean, did you count the amount of times Fury initiated tackle-like clinches, bum rush clinches, where he just put his head down and he tackled the midsection of Ngannou? Like, I don't know what Fury was doing.
My call is over, but let me end with this. Fury Ngannou 2 is going to break every record. Mark my words, because that is crazy. Fury Ngannou 2
sure.
is going to break every record.
You know, that's the issue, though. A lot of boxing fans are upset that now Fury Ngannou has become bigger than Usyk Fury Undisputed. I'm not. See, I don't give a fuck about these boxing hipsters. They could kick rocks and you know, never come back, because they're not real boxing fans. Boxing hipsters, they want everything that's right in boxing and only that. That's not a real boxing fan. That's not how boxing works. That's not how anything works. Nothing is perfect. You know, these hipsters, they want to watch the lower divisions and you know, try to make you upset because you can't relate to someone that's not bigger than your fucking arm. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with you preferring heavyweights over fucking minimum weights. Like, these boxing hipsters, they nobody. They pieces of shit. They not real boxing fans. That's just the bottom line. These dudes that shame you for not knowing the new way, how are you a boxing fan? You understand? Like, if you're a boxing fan and someone found out about a boxer, you would be praising, A, the boxer and the fan that discovered him, not shaming him like, oh, now you want a new way, you fucking bandwagon, the fuck out of here, fuck that, we've been on a new way, we so smart, we the hipsters, a new way. Nigga, kick fucking rocks, you understand what I'm saying? Nobody gives two flying fucks about your minimum motherfuckers, nobody. That hipster shit is for the birds, you feel me? Where's your scorecard? That's hardcore shit. Where's your fucking scorecard? Tyron, what up?
Yo, what's good, champ?
What up?
That's all, everyone tuning in. TBV, hope everyone blessed. Yeah, man, I was shocked, man, like, at the whole thing. Fury going down in the fight itself. Like you said, man, I don't know what was wrong with Fury, but Fury did not look good, man. At times, he looked like he didn't even, you know what he was doing, like, his first time putting on the boxing gloves. Like, it was low-key, to me, embarrassing for the sport of boxing. You know what I mean? I think that night it really didn't make the sport look too good. You got a guy that, you know, first time boxing against arguably supposed to be the best in the world, the baddest man on the planet in a heavyweight. And the fact that you go out there on that night and you got boxing legends, you know, got brought over there, you know, and coming out, you know, while you going out, you shaking a hand, you know, let's go, Fury. And you put on a performance like that, it kind of put a bad taste, you know, in my mouth, and I'm sure in some people's mouths too, you know, because it's like, yo, it wasn't even supposed to be like that. It wasn't even supposed to go down like that. And I think it do take the steam off of Usyk and Fury. And then you got to think about, okay, now, shoot, did Fury really win off of skill, or did he win off of, you know, being a bigger guy in past, you know, fights and things like that. So, it, you know, and then you got guys commenting like, you know, this is why we don't watch, this is why I don't watch boxing, you know.
Man, fuck LeBron, man. Fuck that.
No, I know, Tim. No, I understand that, but you got just people, not even them, but you just got people in general, you know what I'm saying? You got, you know, you got it at a certain
sport. It's a niche sport for a reason, because not everybody can understand it. Like, I'm sure bare knuckle boxing is a niche sport, and not everybody understands that or agrees with the brutalness of that sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a niche sport for the people that love it, not for LeBron hairline receding ass spray paint.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm saying to the fact where Tyson, you come out and you put yourself in a position like that, and it's like, yo, it's not looking real good for the sport. It's like you the champ. You know what I'm saying? We looking for Uzi and Fury. Now it's like,
I don't know. I think y'all all wrong. I think this is boxing. You know, a highly controversial decision. This is the best thing that could have happened, truthfully. Like, wait till we get the pay-per-view numbers, because MMA people don't really still like boxing. We're going to get good numbers, and then the rematch is bigger, more people tuning in, more MMA fighters tuning in, more people believe in Ngannou now, and now Fury takes it serious, now Fury trains, and now Fury stops this bum.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope so, man. But Ngannou, man, he surprised me, man. Like, his poise in there, like, he really put up a good fight. That was probably the best fight MMA.
Did he win six rounds in your eyes?
I can't give him that. I don't give him the six. I can see, like, being a tie. Honestly, I got to honestly go back and watch it, because in the moment, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, and got him one, but I just got to go back and watch it. But again, man, I think Fury just put himself in a bad spot. You know, it could have went either way. You know, that knockdown really surprised me, and I know it surprised Fury. And did you see Fury was getting so frustrated? Even it got him with an elbow. You know, it was
come on,
like,
man, how you gonna call that frustrated? He threw a right hand, and Ngannou punched his arm, so the punch shortened, and it turned into an elbow, bro. So you saying he did that intentionally? Wow, the hatred for Fury, bro.
I don't know, but that replay, you got to admit, in slow motion, that replay did not look good. It looked like an attempt.
I got the replay.
It could have slipped.
I got the replay.
It could have slipped.
No, it's all good. I'm going to show it to everybody just so we all know what we're talking about. And y'all going to see Ngannou hit his arm and cause what happened, bro. Like, I can't, Fury gets such a bad rap, bro. This is crazy to me.
No. Like, Fury don't, to me, he don't get a bad rap. But
bro,
I just like
y'all make,
that
him, y'all make
you...
him a cheater. Y'all make him a cheater.
No.
He ate bull meat.
I don't make him
he had egg whites. He tried to
I never
kill Wilder.
No,
this shit crazy,
I never called Fury a cheater. I never say he cheated against Wilder or any of that. I'm just stating the fact that, in my opinion, that night, he put himself in that position. If he didn't train for that case, may be,
now,
but
now,
he's just like,
now,
yo.
Now, there it is. For everybody that just seen it, Ngannou's throwing his own left hook. His left hook hits Fury somewhere on that arm, causing his arm to shorten. Look, Fury's doing a 1-2. Look at Ngannou's.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Look at Ngannou's left hand. Where'd it come? It came from over there because he was throwing the left hook that he was throwing all night. Ain't that the same punch knocked down Fury? But somehow Fury hit him with an intentional elbow. This is what people want
to
say.
To me, in the slow motion, at first it kind of looked intentional, but I'm not saying Fury is a tyranny.
Look at this guy.
The
guy that posted it, he says, Tyson Fury is always doing something suspicious. Like, this is sad.
I'm not doing all that. I'm just saying during the fight, it kind of looked like moments he, you know, was frustrated. Maybe he underestimated Ngannou. But like you said, I mean, at the end of the day, it is boxing, but I mean, at the end of the day, I just felt like, damn, he kind of let the sport down. So I was going in there thinking, okay, he's going to get a knockout. You know, that Uzi and Fury really about to be, you know, on. But I just feel like him looking like that is just that fight really not – I don't feel like that fight going to be as big as it is. I think Ngannou and Fury 2 is going to be bigger than Fury and Uzi, in my opinion. But I just felt like Fury laid an egg. And I feel like, you know, Fury won the fight, but Ngannou won the night and won the event. And I just felt like, you know –
okay,
you put an MMA fighter in there with the best. I mean, I'm just saying, champ, you put an MMA fighter in there supposed to be with the best heavyweight, man. It wasn't even supposed to go like that. You feel me? Ain't nobody think it was going to go like that. Like, you know, Fury literally had to box out a figure way to win a fight. And it kind of, like, put a taste in my mouth. But that's just all I had to say, champ. But I appreciate you, man. Much love. Shouts out TBV. Peace, champ.
All right. I love it, man. I love it. You know what? I love it. Because I've been here before. I've been here before where, you know, people thought someone won and thought someone lost. It is what it is, bro. This is the best thing that could have happened. The rematch will be even bigger. We're going to get a bunch of more MMA dudes thinking that, you know, Ngannou's going to do it now because he got two camps. And Fury's also going to dig deep. And he's going to prove why he's the gypsy motherfucking king. I'm happy y'all all think Ngannou won. That's just free money for boxing. Free money for boxing. They gonna line him up. Fury gonna knock his ass down. Watch. Now, I know he ain't get a knockdown, so y'all gonna rub that one in. And Ngannou got the knockdown. But he ain't win enough rounds. That's for sure. And just let that sink in. When Fury got knocked down twice, you said he won. But in this fight, he gets knocked down once, you said he lost. Let that sink in, you little haters. This is exactly why you didn't get what you wanted. Because when he got knocked down twice, you said he won. You feel me? Now you need him to lose, and he only got knocked down once, and you said he lost. You see how funny that one is? I love it. I love it. But I got a scorecard, though. I know that. I scored the fight. How about you? Because the last few callers have been calling in, boy. They out here giving Ngannou rounds that were clearly Fury rounds. We got a brand new caller in Atlanta. What's up, my friend? Who's this?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you, brother. Who's this?
All right, man. It's Rain, man, out of Atlanta, man.
Rain?
Yeah. You hear
Talk
me? All right.
Champ.
So, all right. So I think there's, you know, the only victory Ngannou could have won in this fight would have been a moral victory.
Exactly.
On paper, he 100% lost this fight. I don't even think that's the conversation, though, right? Because you're going to have the casuals who are going to see it the way they see it, because your heart has to go with Ngannou to a degree, because if you know his story and where he came from, his journey to Paris and, you know, walking from certain parts of Africa.
Nobody cares about that shit because he ain't that man no more. He been got rich off the UFC. He got a PFL contract. He just made $10 million in this fight. I don't give a fuck about sob stories. I got my own sob story.
No, I feel you. I feel you, right? I mean, I'm just trying to put some context on a bigger picture of what everybody's looking at, right? They're looking at this man who really didn't have any MMA experience coming into the combat world, always had dreams of being a boxer, comes into the ring against potentially the pound-for-pound best heavyweight in the game, or some people might just say, period, the best heavyweight in the game, and he exposes some things of the heavyweight champ. People who had complaints saying that Fury was just weight bullying, and that it wasn't necessarily all skill. Those questions came up like that when you see that he couldn't do that to Ngannou, right? And Ngannou, I don't want to take away from what he actually accomplished last night, because although the MMA world and the boxing world doesn't get along, you still have to kind of see, you don't have to, but you can see his accomplishment. And unfortunately, it gets shadowed when it looks like it's MMA versus boxing. It's not necessarily that. Fury won the fight last night. I think I agree with you when you say this is what Fury needed. And I really feel that way because I think he's been playing games a little bit the past couple of years, not really giving us the fights that we want to see, making everything such a long-winded, like, minstrel show. And he kind of got, you know what I mean, he kind of got fed his own bullshit last night. And now he has to deal with that. And I hope he deals with that in a positive way, like what you're saying. I hope he goes and digs deep. He goes to the gym. He takes it serious. I hope he makes a statement in his next fight and put some life back into the heavyweight division like we always thought he would ever since he came back when he fought against Deontay. But he's been playing, and I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I think he's been playing, and Ngannou kind of was needed in Fury's life, and we'll hopefully see a heavyweight division that wakes back up because of what Ngannou did. And I'm, you know, congratulations to Ngannou again. I want to see him fight again. I don't know who didn't want him to see him fight. You know what I mean? I want to see him fight again. But, yeah, I'm not like a casual who's ready to sit here and act like, yo, Ngannou's better than Fury. That's not the truth at all. That's just not happening. Fury won last night. The reason he looked the way he did is because he played too damn much. My boy played too damn much. You know what I'm saying? He played in the gym. He played in the training.
Champ, that is the bell. I agree with you. From the looks of his body and the looks of his lack of accuracy, let's be real. That right hand, he threw it a lot before it actually started landing. He was rusty. And I think that's why they have now pulled the Undisputed fight. Frank Warren is now saying that the December 23rd day for Undisputed is not happening. They're probably going to give Fury some rest and get him another tune-up. Fury is famous for getting tune-ups. You know, he doesn't go into big fights without a tune-up. He might have overlooked Ngannou, but in my opinion, he still won the fight. But my opinion really doesn't matter at this point. We're taking your calls. Voice of the People Hotline, I'm looking for your opinion. I'm going to Big If. What is up? If you're watching this on YouTube while we're waiting for If to connect on Discord, hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show, putting this episode in the eyes of others, letting them know that we have a platform where they can call in and express their frustrations or celebration. And we have three ways to do that. We got Tyrone the Great, $5 Super Chat. If you got a show later, I will reach out with predictions. If not, first thing Monday. Head back home for the homecoming. Salute to Tyrone the Great. He's got everyone's prediction, who picked who didn't pick who, and ready to serve up that crow. Julio Guzman, $5. Uneducated boxing fans don't understand winning a round big doesn't mean you win more accumulated rounds. Thank you, Julio Guzman. And that's exactly the point I made when Mayweather hit Mosley hit Mayweather. That was just in the second round. That's it. You can't give Mosley points for that right hand in the ninth. Same thing with Ngannou. He landed a nice counter hook to drop Fury. That's it. In the 10th round or something like that, he had a little flurry. That's it. You give him the rounds he won. There's no such things as moral victories in boxing. Y'all got to stop. I mean, there is moral victories. Don't get me wrong. Like, he could have a career right now. He legit could have a career right now. And he probably should think about that versus going into the PFL. What he would get per fight in boxing is going to trump what he's going to get in the PFL. We all know that. Ryan in Canada, $5 Super Chat. He says, we hit on a parlay yesterday, Ness, so I'm gifting the community. Make sure y'all upgrade to the champ level. Nah, bro, we actually hit on two parlays, an eight-teamer and a non-teamer, so that's big money. Eight teams and non-teams, but I just want that to sink in because there's a lot of people that tune in. A lot of people that don't like me, like, look, there's 700 people watching and 100 thumbs up. That's because you don't like me, right? You just want to hear what I got to say, but you don't fuck with me, so you don't want to help me grow. And that's cool. That's cool. But you ain't got to fuck with me or like me to make money off of me, right? Like, no matter what you may think about me, a lot of you think I don't know shit about boxing. I got 9 picks in a row. Correct. Let that sink in. I got an 18 parlay correct and a 9 fucking team parlay correct. Mind you, we won last week and the week after that and the week after that and the week after that, but I'm talking about this week. I got 9 right. So a lot of you dudes can't be talking the shit that I talk. 9 fucking right. Like, God's number is 7. Ryan Fraser gifted 5 membership to you bums so that you can take advantage of my champ level, so that you can make money with me. He's giving you away free membership to that beautiful shit. Rod in the 8702 dollars, he said, I said the same thing, Ness. Look, gas, 5 of 10. Bro, my man's mouth was wide open. Like, at one point on my live, I said, yo, did they not get him a custom mouthpiece? Is that why, you know, his mouth is wide open? The dude was tired, and y'all got some ways of, you know, saying he won the fight. Henry Brown, what up? Champ, $5. He said, Fury did not win that fight, and they gave him them win to keep Usyk undisputed. Fight alive. Yes, it is a way, Ness. Did you watch the fight? Get your eyes checked. Oh, shit. So he actually seen Fury winning. Okay, champ. Oh, well, there it goes. He doubled back down. Look, 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 look. Where we at? Where we at? Look, they always show their true colors. So you see, Fury actually didn't lose. And in fact, he is a closet MMA fan. He said, MMA is a man's sport. Boxing has been exposed. So now we can't take anything he said in his previous super chat truthfully because he's showing his bias. He's showing he favors MMA. So he seen what he wanted to see in the fight. Because he was dying for an MMA fighter to get one up. And now he's right back. Salute, though, because he's been a member for 3 months. But you're on that prospect level. You ain't making no bread with us on that level. I'm just saying. Got the upgrade to the chance. Then you can see my betting slips. And you can hear and watch the betting show to actually learn. Henry Brown, member for 3 months on that prospect level. He says, Ness, boxing is over. Give it up. Time for MMA to rule. I told y'all. He ain't really see Ngannou winning. This is an MMA versus boxing thing, and they just want to win. But he didn't really win. You see what I'm saying? They all get exposed. Patrick Clark, $2. Fury versus Ngannou 2 is going to break every record. Yeah, a lot of boxing fans are not happy, specifically Alex in Florida. He's very upset that, you know, now Usyk might get pushed back because the demand for an Ngannou rematch. I got Henry Brown right back at us. Let's give him some love. That MMA fan is really showing us some love over here. He said the Combat Voice podcast, formerly known as the Boxing Voice. Let me bring on a guest co-host to give us his opinion on yesterday's action. King Amin of Essex from the Championship Rounds here on YouTube. What it do, my friend? How are you? Buenos dias.
Top of the morning, salute, good afternoon, wherever you at in this world, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of talk, man, a lot of talk, a lot of sideways talk, but I don't know, Ness, I thought you would have had a different opinion on this one.
Ooh.
You go.
No, I said, ooh, I'm shocked to hear you not, I mean, because if you're about to say Francis won, I might kill myself.
I didn't score it.
And that becomes the first issue. You see, you sound like these casuals. How could you see someone win but not score?
No. So here's the thing.
Lord, I brought on an expert, and he about to tell us he seen Francis win without a scorecard. Lord have mercy. Is this a knee slapper? Is this a knee slapper? Lord have mercy.
It's like asking Jay-Z, yo, you didn't write your verse? Jay-Z can come on and give you a freestyle, and that's the – so I didn't score it. When I watched it, what I saw in a 10-round fight, I saw one fighter, even though he was gassed. It reminds me of a Jean Pascal performance. Even though he was gassed, he was still putting on the pressure and a bit more active. Yeah, loading up and waiting for a particular punch, but the other fighter that could have been boxing his head off wasn't. That's what I saw with my boxing eye. And I saw enough of that in a 10-round bout that I said, hey, I could see how somebody could have tipped it for the challenger. Had this, you know what I'm saying? It's 10 rounds. It's not like we
Yo,
were about
tell everybody
rounds.
Your social media because they're going to want to follow you now because you're saying what they want to hear. I'm telling you right now.
I'm saying the truth, man. You can find the truth. King Amin of Essex 1
crazy.
On Instagram. King Amin of Essex 1 on Twitter. The Championship Rounds on YouTube, man. Like, I'm just being honest. When we talk about – let's talk about what this MMA guy did in the boxing bout because I made it a point to say Ngannou showed a lot of – basic, very, very basic fundamental things that carried him the entire 10 rounds. The only thing MMA that might have benefited him was he kept switching stances when he was trying to, you know, find shots, and MMA fighters tend to do that often in his gas tank because the rounds are much longer. So, you know, that said, that's the only thing I think MMA-wise that helped him. Now, when it comes to boxing, Ngannou had to be a hell of a student. They talk about two fights he had in Cameroon back in God knows when. I don't know if that was it. I think the dedication he spent when he was offered this fight, that's boxing winning. Whoever said MMA won, nigga, you're crazy. Pardon my French. Boxing won because it took an MMA guy, and you see what Anderson Silva has done, something similar. When a guy dedicates himself to the sweet science, to the feints, to the parries. I heard you asking somebody earlier about parries, right? When you dedicate yourself to those things, it carries you a much longer way than just being a power puncher. And Ngannou's power kept him in the fight because it kind of tipped the scorecards in his direction, but it was the pressure and
tip
his
the
ability. Scorecards?
Yo, what do you mean tip the scorecards in his direction? Like, you're saying these things that don't exist in boxing. Like,
it does exist.
How does your power...
When a fighter gets a knockdown, he automatically becomes up on the scorecards. In most instances.
So what about the people that scored it 2 rounds to nothing for Fury, and then Fury gets knocked down in the third? Isn't the fight even? So this whole thing about a knockdown puts you up, that's not true. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, man. I just can't believe that people's logic is weird.
The rounds that I gave to Fury were the same observation I saw in rounds between Adelaide and Wardley.
But Chan,
when I see a guy doing desperate shit,
but
when
Chan,
I see a guy trying to throw an elbow,
wow, so it was intentional.
Yeah, it was intentional.
Holy shit, bro.
Fury's takedown was unintentional. The takedown he tried, looking like Dylan Danis. That
I cannot believe this shit.
Yo, believe it, man. Where you woke up? You woke up watching the same fight.
I woke up here in Vegas. But when I brought you on, what I do remember you saying is you didn't score it. So the fact that you turn back 10 seconds later in your sentence and say the rounds I did score for Fury, it's like, bro, you just said you didn't score it.
But if I'm watching the fight and I'm going to give an opinion of it, I'm not going to watch it and say, oh, I don't have my pen and my paper, so I can't give an opinion of who I think.
You could give an opinion, but to say that you didn't score it, but you seen Fury win or lose rounds, is kind of like the opposite of you didn't score it. You muted yourself, champ. There you go.
Why else would I be watching? Okay, listen, it's a 10 fight, so let's just say it like this. It's my daughter's birthday this weekend. I didn't have time to score the fight. Did I have time to watch the fight? Yes, I did. And for the rounds that I watched, for as much of the fight, did I see every second of every round like I would have when I'm scoring a fight? No.
Okay, but it's safe to say that since you didn't use pen and paper, since you didn't score round by round, we can't openly take your opinion as you seen Ngannou winning because you actually didn't score it.
No way. No way.
Oh, so you're saying even without scoring it, you know.
Yeah, how many people watched the fight yesterday and didn't score with a paper?
That's the problem. LeBron James doesn't know what 10-point must-win is. Amin knows what ring generalship is. How are you giving Ngannou a round for just going like this?
So let's
mouth
use
open.
Your analogy. LeBron James, right? He's an NBA player. He may be on his way. You don't think he can spot talent, or do you think he has to go to the AAU game?
I don't think that LeBron James knows that a fight.
I'm talking about basketball.
And I'm glad, but I'm talking about boxing. I don't think LeBron James knows that you score a fight round by round. That phrase was in here before we were born. We can't change it for Ngannou.
What I'm saying is if LeBron James, because this is what we do, so if I didn't do it maybe as intently as we do it, that doesn't invalidate my opinion. If LeBron James doesn't see somebody play in AAU, if he sees them in a pickup game, he can judge their talent. So if I didn't score it with the pen and paper, but I watched it probably more intently than a casual, but somewhat casual.
He could judge their talent on the actual court? Can he judge their stamina? Can he judge their discipline?
But his stamina didn't matter if he didn't gas.
Of course, he was still active. But what I'm saying is still different characteristics that go in assessing somebody. You can't just look at somebody and say, yup, he going to be an NBA star. No, he got potential. Yeah, he could dribble, but where's his gas tank at? Where's his mindset? Is he disciplined? Is he a hothead? Is he a troublemaker? Like, what are we talking about? Of course, you could give me an analogy about LeBron's spot and talent, but he don't know if that dude going to make it. The same way I could see Ngannou get a knockdown. I don't know if he going to take it. He just got a knockdown, champ. That's it. That's all it was.
You saw nothing else. Nothing else.
No, I seen a lot of nothing. A lot of this. A lot of mouth open.
Knocked down up in any way. He just came in and he just got
set it up. It was a counter. How you set up a counter? He countered.
A counter.
He countered. He didn't set it up for you.
A counter punch.
Brother, don't you get to the counter is you reacting off of what I'm doing. So how you set it up? You reacted. I set it up. I set myself up. I threw a lazy jab. You countered. I threw a slow overhand right. Or I didn't bring the I ain't bring my hand back. So you countered. That's not a setup. That's boxing IQ, maybe.
Oh. And Donald's got boxing IQ.
Hey, we could play word games all you want, but you just trying to, you know, pander to the audience because you were wrong on what you said and I had to correct you. That's
because
all.
You said he set up a counter.
You can't set up a counter. You can only counter because of your instincts, because of your reflexes. You can't set up. Now, actually, you could set up a pull counter. When you jab to get him to throw the right so that you could pull your own right. But come on, let's stop. Yo, you out here. He capping. He capping for Ngannou. This is crazy. This is crazy. You capping for Ngannou.
Come on, man. Yo, you know what's crazy? You saying I'm capping for Ngannou, and then I had somebody call me and tell me I was cheering for the white man. You can't win out here.
I don't know. I don't do it. Like that, Fury is who he is because of what he's done, and
he's a boxer,
that's it.
Right?
Huh?
He's a boxer, and I personally tend to lean.
Well, he's a fighter. He's a fighter, and he showed that yesterday because you know he did what he had to do to win. As you say, you claim the elbow was intentional, so that's a fighter. I do not. I showed the replay. I'll show it again. I see Ngannou throwing a left hook, hitting Fury on his right hand, causing that right hand to not go straight down the pipe. Fury throws a 1-2. That turned into an elbow because Ngannou's throwing a left hook that hit him. Again, it's there. But people want to call this intentional because that's what people love to do. Make Fury a criminal. Make Fury a villain. Make Fury the bad guy. Make Fury the cheater. It's all good.
The wrong guy.
No, not you. Now you, I'm generalizing. I'm generalizing.
Because I picked Fury. This is what I'm saying. I had a hard time watching it. I had an argument with a man I know for 20 years because the first thing he did was call me. Yo, your man about to lose, see? And I said, whoa, I'm just waiting to see how the fight turns out. After the knockdown, you had a lot of people that got excited. And you know something, again, this fight was a lot better than I anticipated. Let me say that. I think everybody could agree to that. And whether you think Ngannou has or showed any sort of skill, I think his hat's off to him because I think it's more about what he was able to do. And I don't mean a moral victory. I mean, because he lost. He lost the fight. If the judges scored it for him, he lost, right? But Fury, I think, in that 10 rounds, the fact that it was 10 rounds made it too close. The fact that he went down made it too close. And it kind of reminded you, you know, on the opposite end. It kind of was like his fight against Wilder. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I'm glad you fell in that trap. So why did Fury win that fight where he got knocked down twice, but he lost this fight where he got knocked down once?
I don't get the question.
Oh, so the general consensus wasn't that Wilder robbed Fury? And that Fury won that fight?
Oh, I didn't agree with that, though. You're right about the consensus.
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. And now the other half, they said, oh, Fury got a long count, right?
Okay.
But the argument in the world was Fury got a long count and Fury won that fight. Two different fractions of the argument. Wilder fans believed Fury got a long count and they cheated Wilder. Fury fans believe Fury outboxed Wilder, even getting knocked down 2 times and being dead. Now, here we are, the same boxing fans calling in to tell me Fury got knocked down once versus a dude that did less than Wilder. Wilder in the first round or the third round clearly broke or bust Fury's nose. Clearly. Like, in the first fight, rounds 1, 3, 9, 12, you can't dispute Wilder rounds. Somehow, Fury won that fight, but not this fight. The one where he got dropped 1 time versus a dude that's like this every round, huffing and puffing. Yeah, I'm going to believe y'all, but let me get to some calls. I'll get back to you. You don't got to go unless you want to. We got big if, but I'm going to get to this super chat. Henry Brown, right back at us. He gifted one of you guys a membership so someone else will get lucky because you know we hit an 18 parlay and a 19 parlay this weekend. G-Ball, $2. You on the wrong side today. Bad day for you and boxing. No, it ain't. This is a great day. I want y'all to understand that this is better. We're going to have all you closet MMA fans come out the closet. Then we're going to have true MMA fans say that he won. So everybody's going to want the rematch. And then Fury's going to train. Fury will bring in Jared like he normally does. Fury will train. He won't have the big love handles. And he's going to beat the brakes off him. It's all good. We could do it twice. We could do it again.
Real quick, let me tell you another way boxing won. Because after this, and I was going to talk about it on Women's Boxing Wednesday, but I got to bring it out the bag now. We had Chris Cyborg and Clarissa Shields talking about getting down. Boxing one, because anytime these MMA cats want to get it on, they want to get it on in the boxing ring, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ever forget that.
And that's what they need to understand. That's why I'm telling Ngannou, don't go into the PFL. You know, you sign, but that's a whole different sport. You could say, you know what, I decided I'm retiring. I made $10 million and got more fame and attention than I ever did. Like, if he goes back, if he goes back to rolling around on the floor, he's a lunatic. I'm being real. I'm just
his
being real.
Purse,
like, think about
purse,
it.
I believe was 800 grand in MMA.
600. 600 for a title fight. And think about it. A lot of you guys are calling in saying he ain't even take punishment. So then it was easier for him. He made more money, less danger, and less work. He might as well not go to PFL. Because PFL, let's be real, you left the NBA to go for play in the Chinese league now. That's what PFL is, right? Like, UFC's the NBA, right?
Yeah.
And PFL, what the fuck are they? Because I don't watch those sports. So if UFC's the NBA, what's PFL?
No disrespect, but PFL might be the big three, like Ice Cube's league. Like, it might be on a come up.
Shout out to Ice Cube. They suing.
Yeah.
It's been reported that somebody in the NBA was setting it up so that wasn't successful. So now there's a lawsuit and a federal investigation. I got Park Side Entertainment, $2. Francis would have beat champ if more active. Okay, so he meant to say Francis would have beat the champ if he was more active. Exactly. How you winning a fight when round after round you win this boxer's position? Look, I'm still watching the fight. I keep rewinding it, doing nothing. You dudes are just lying to yourselves, and it's okay. Because if you think that you're upsetting me, if you think that you're annoying me, if you think that you're agitating me, you're not. I do this every weekend, every day, twice a day. I love this shit. And guess what? Regardless of what you think on black and white, boxing beat MMA. So I'm winning over here. I'm not losing. It don't matter what any expert calls in and say, black and white, we won. Go ahead, I mean.
Nah, listen, and again, it's for the MMA fans. Like, yo, we love that y'all love this thing of ours, you know? But it's like y'all get aggressive. And I like MMA, you know what I'm saying? But I like certain guys, you know what I'm saying? I like the strikers. I don't like roll-around guys. And the same way in boxing. I like boxers. I don't get drunk off the power guys. So my opinion is always going to sound different because I might choose more of the artist, you know what I'm saying? I might choose more of the guy that for me seems he's deeper into the art of it. And that might be the guy that's the shoulder rolls, the feints, the pulls, the parries, and this and that and the third. So when it comes to picks and choosing in this fight, like I said, man, I picked Fury straight away because I said boxing can't be beat. You know, boxing can't be beat to me, you know. But in the boxing ring. You know what I'm saying? I figure a guy that was a novice and was like a fish out of water, I just say, I actually said Fury by stoppage. Maybe I was on something. This is what I'm trying to tell you, Ness. I was trying to be objective as possible. I had Fury by stoppage, I believe, because I just said to myself, this fucking Grizzly is just going to be mauling this novice who don't know how to keep his hands, you know, don't know how to stay on the phone and this and that. And that just didn't happen. So really, I really got to tip my hat to Ngannou and encourage him, stay in boxing. MMA, you see Conor McGregor ain't going back, right? These cats ain't going back, man. Stay on this side, man. Sweet over here.
For sure. Let's see what we got. We're going to go to these phone lines. Big If. Back at us.
Yo.
What up?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yo, salute. Morning, man. Top of the morning to both of y'all, man. Top of the morning to everybody in the chat and all that, man. Salute to everybody, man. But I got to eat my crow, man. I thought Fury was going to dance on him, do a gypsy dance on him while he knocks him down and all that. Turns out Ngannou had to knock down and did the Cameroonian bounce on him. So
he did fucking start dancing. That was sad.
Yeah, facts. I got to eat my crow on that. But there's a lot of, I don't know if, I keep saying, man, y'all dudes talking about you hardcores. I'm not jacking that. Y'all dudes is boxing baddies, man. Like, how can he win based off two rounds?
Thank you.
I think what it is he got a knockdown. So because they were not expecting an MMA guy to get that big of a knockdown, they're probably celebrate thinking that, you know, he won the entire fight. But to me, definitively, I could give him two rounds. That's it. The third with the knockdown, a 10-8, and the eighth round when he was going crazy. But other than that, Fury won the fight. Like, Ngannou, he did really good. I can't even lie, because I thought he was going to get knocked out. You know what I mean? So I give him a lot of mad props. But this is why I keep saying, man, we can't just give these guys the title of the best fighter in the world, man. We gotta let them fight everybody.
Why?
Else, there's a lot of people in the heavyweight division that, you know, the Tyson still got to fight, you know what I mean, to prove himself. So, but it was a good fight, man. Yo, before, I remember in this show, before the fight,
mm-hmm.
man, people called me talking about this is the worst card ever, you know, like, I remember that. I remember the calls. This is a horrible matchup, and now everybody switched up talking about, you know, Tyson Fury's whack and all that shit. Come on, dogs. Y'all dudes are not boxing fans, man. You're not hardcores, man. Anyway, salute to you, and I'm out.
I agree with you every time, bro. They not boxing fans, though. They switch up so quick. It's crazy. You right. This was a garbage card. I was pouring my heart out day after day trying to tell you how good the undercard was, how many exciting heavyweight fights they were, how many relevant heavyweight fights they were. And now look at y'all. I'm in the third round, and that's where Ngannou knocks him down. And I am so right about the first round where Tyson lands the big right hand. So again, anybody giving that first round to Ngannou, you know, you're looking for some sort of way. But I got G-Ball with a $5 super chat. This is a great super chat to debate. You capping for a split decision against a man that never boxed before that you claim he, Tyson Fury, was the greatest heavyweight of all time. So somehow Tyson isn't the greatest of all time now because he had a controversial fight. Well, let me remind you, Castillo, Floyd Mayweather, that was controversial. Right? Yeah, Ness, you right. Okay. Let me remind you, Oscar De La Hoya, Tito Trinidad.
You may feel like
that was controversial.
Time, but it's not your
That
time.
Was controversial. Oh, yeah, Ness, you're right. I know I'm right. Felix Sturm, Oscar De La Hoya. That was controversial. I know I'm right. It's okay. There's a number of your favorite fighters that got controversial fights that it doesn't matter. You don't take away from Mayweather's greatness because he had a controversial fight with Castillo. So, you know, you can lie all you want. The truth is, Tyson still is the greatest heavyweight, active, and maybe of all time. Why? Because he didn't lose. He still didn't lose. So are we saying that Muhammad Ali didn't struggle? Or are we saying that Joe Frazier didn't struggle? Or are we saying that George Foreman, Evander, like, who didn't struggle in a fight with what? Like, when? When didn't they? Pacquiao didn't struggle? He didn't have any controversial fights? Help me understand what it is that we are trying to put on Fury. Now he's not the best because he got the win, but you thought he lost. Okay, ain't that what happened to Floyd and Castillo? He got the win, but you thought he lost. Wasn't Mayweather Judah controversial? Didn't Judah arguably knock down Mayweather? Is that knockdown on the record? I'm sorry. Help me understand. I'm sorry because you guys know so much more than me. Please help me. G-ball. Guys, bruv. Stephen T, member for 34 smashes on that champ level. That's 2 months short of 3 years. Luckily for you, you were a member on a champ level, so you made your bread with us yesterday. He says, was far from a masterclass, but I thought Fury won. Watching it back today, each to his own, though. And it was close, but you heard him. He watched it back. He thought Fury won. Mad Bet 100 on that champ level. $5 super chat. He says, daily dose of Tenquil. Oshaki found the right dosage to stay champ. And still, Fury didn't get up for Ngannou. Weird fight. Felt riggish. We got $200 from Sweden. Have no clue how much that is, but, you know, still 200. He said, Trollbaiter is his name. Fury was dropped by Nevin Pickett and Steve Cunningham. Two small non-punchers. Fury has always made mistakes in the ring and paid for it. A good counterpuncher is Fury's kryptonite. Klitschko and Wilder aren't good at countering. Okay. We got Julio Guzman right back at us with a $5 super chat. He says, the more Amin opens his mouth, the faster his boxing credibility goes down the drain. Damn, Amin. Optimus Prime with the fat $10. Francis is food for the Big Bang Zang. Oh, you already know. But Francis has a career. But it's not going to be anyone other than Fury. He got, you know, you might as well go for the Fury rematch. If you try to do the long road now, you might never get back to that Fury rematch. Boots up next. Member for 11 months on that champ level. Salute. He says, King's audio super low. I can't hear him. Get my man a pair of Kenichi bears. Wow, that's crazy. Anybody else felt Amin's audio was low? Because I heard him fine. Hopefully that's not the case because I want to be able to use that feature to get more guest co-hosts. I actually invited Broadway Joel, Punch Drunk Boxing. I asked Mike on Sports and someone else. I sent out messages, you know, to see. We got Julio Guzman that says, what's sad about these exhibitions is that it will push deserving boxing contenders to the backseat. Well, it's not an exhibition. It was actually a real fight. But you're right about, you know, it could possibly push Usyk back because the demand for the rematch, the money for the rematch, the Saudis might want it again. Julio Guzman right back at us with another $5. Damn, champ. I prefer boxing, but in MMA, the best fight, the best. Where in boxing, the best fight, the best on Twitter. You ain't lying. Pinecone Tampoon, welcome to the prospect level. You might as well join to the champ. You could have made money with us, B. You feel me? You can still go back and see all the betting slips, all the betting shows, plus anybody I interview, you get to ask a question. Just go to the Patreon or the members page and drop your question for anyone that will be scheduled or be on the show. We got Keep It Moving, $2. He says, bruh, Tyson's struggling on an MMA fighter on 10 rounds, laughing with tears of joy. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Y'all wasn't expecting, and that's why they're over-amplifying it, because they expected the same guy that knocked out Wilder, the same guy that was dominant with White, and they didn't get that. So automatically, their brains are telling them Francis won, but that's not how you score. It's 10-point must system, round-by-round scoring. Jesse Aguilar, $2, he said, sent my info on IG for the shirts. I got you, Jesse. I will check that now. In the meantime, in between time, We going out to the callers. If you haven't already, hit that thumbs up. We need you to do so. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that don't know. We talk boxing every day, multiple times a day. So let's go out to... Oh, wait. Let me check if I got counterpunches. Don't want to leave anybody behind. It's trying to cut that line, which we do have Patrick cutting the line in the 4-3. Or did we get to you, Pat? I don't see you. Shit. Pat, I don't see you. Did I get to Pat already? I feel like I might have. All right. Then that means we got to check this here. Make sure we're not leaving anyone behind. And we got Treese in Toledo, Ohio with a counterpunch. First counterpunch of the day, Treese. Actually, second. We got one from my man, Patrick. Treese.
Yo.
What up, though?
It's just like I say, man. It's just a big kerfuffle that you caused, man. Lying to the people, telling them that Ngannou didn't have a chance. It ain't about whether or not he won the fight. It's about, you said, like you say, no moral victories, but I ain't going to hold you. It's a bit of a moral victory in a way. But that's just, you know, that's either here or there. I ain't going to hold you. With the Ngannou shit, what's next up for him, I'm with you, though. I don't know if you need to dive back into the PFL shit. What you think about him and Wilder now? Or like,
I mean, that's what I thought he was going to do. That's what I thought he should
have.
I would have said, yo, Fury, give me a rematch. And if he don't want to give me a rematch, then I want Deontay Wilder. Do y'all want to see me beat up Deontay Wilder? Like, he should have lobbied for another fight. He didn't use the moment. But, you know, that's an MMA fighter for you. He's not used to being on a big stage.
but it's crazy. I would like him to call Deontay Wilder out or something like that. It makes sense, and they in Saudi. I know they got all type of money floating around that motherfucker. That would have sparked the Prince interest, I'm sure. And then I'm thinking, in the back of my head, I'm thinking Dana White. I know he's somewhere with his arms crossed, mad as fuck. Like, damn.
See, Deontay Wilder is the heavyweight that you don't want, but it's the heavyweight that we needed. He would have represented
That's
us. He would have knocked out. He would have knocked out Ngannou or died trying.
Yep. And it's just, I ain't gonna lie, and it's just, they styles is like that. Like, I know you don't watch the UFC, but that's our type of shit. Like, Ngannou was a swang and bang type of guy. He was a swang and bang type of guy in the UFC. He was trying to, like, him, I ain't gonna hold you. I knew that he had it, like I say, it's fighting in general. He was gonna stand a chance. He throws punches for a living and all that good shit. That's how I was looking at it. But I was looking at it like Ngannou, like, he going to come in and swing and bang. But the fact that Fury is a boxer, I feel like Ngannou came in on some technical. I wasn't expecting Ngannou to be so buttoned up on the boxing side. You get what I'm saying? Like, I thought he was going to come and try some, you feel me, some other shit,
man,
some swing and bang.
It was Fury's fault, though. It was Fury's fault. He gave him way too much respect, way too much respect.
He did.
I don't care how much the power was there.
And that's what got him caught, because he was being too careful. You feel me? He was impressing the action as being a boxer, though. He was impressing that jab, wearing him down with the reach that he did, because you could see that Fury had the reach, but it didn't look like he was, like, stressing the fact. I mean, I ain't going to hold you. In a minute, I'm looking at it like this is a get-in-shape fight. You feel me? He used it to get in shape. I feel like some people a little hurt, because if they do feel like Ngannou won, they feel like, oh, they just didn't give it to him because they want to keep the Usyk fight alive, but then that shit got canceled anyway, so you can't even use that as
an excuse.
But it's not your time, champ. That is the bell, but we do got some more counter punches coming from Tyron. But let me go to actor Omar Epps, who had an opinion. And this is why these crossover events are important. Omar Epps says, besides Francis Ngannou winning the fight, is no one going to talk about the intentional elbow Tyson Fury threw and landed? That should have been a point deducted. It was egregious enough to forego a warning from the ref. Save the sport of boxing. Man, is this the fucking actor that did Love and Basketball? Is that Omar Epps? Who's Omar Epps? I got to find out who's Omar Epps. But this guy don't know shit. I don't give a fuck. I know everybody's entitled to an opinion. But, bruh, if I'm throwing, first of all, look at that shit. It went. It came like that because of the left hook. You know what? I'm over that. I'm not even going to explain it no more. It is what it is. Everybody has entitled to their opinion. They can believe what they want. Fury got the win. That's all that matters. Y'all going to be mad forever. Pinecone Tampoon, use the logic of an MMA fan. Boxing is way better because Canelo beat the shit out of Ngannou on the way to a fight. I don't know what the fuck that was. Tyron, what up? Counterpunch.
Yo. Hey, Tim, just wanted to counterpunch real quick. Did you see, I think I tagged you in there, what Usyk has supposedly said about them postponing the fight?
Nah, man. But you could tell from yesterday that the date of the 23rd didn't look like something Frank wanted to commit to. Based off the performance, they were not expecting a 10-round fight where Fury got knocked down. So Frank is being a promoter trying to give, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I think Frank is being a promoter trying to give Fury, you know, enough time to get rest from everything that happened.
Yeah, but Usyk said that we have a contract that says it has to take place on the 23rd. Let Fury vacate his title first. Then he can take his rest. The fight must happen on that date. So that's going to be interesting, man, the back and forth once again with those two. And also, last thing, how do you think of the production and the event and everything went-wise? I think it was a good production.
I loved it.
It was dope. Yeah, it was something different. And I wouldn't mind more boxing events over there, too, man, because they put on a hell of a event and production, man. I really love that. So I just wanted to see, hear your thoughts on those two things, chat. But, yeah, that's just my counterpunch. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you. We're going out to Rocky in the 954. What it do? Roy, $1,400, $5 super chat. Congrats to Ngannou. Not on Box Rack. Let me share that for Roy. Roy, this is what it looks like. This is the face of a loser. To the face of the guy that lost. 0-1. Half-star fighter. You feel me? That's what it looks like. Rocky, jump out, jump back in. SDX Renzi, what up?
Shout out to TBV, man. Make sure y'all smash that like button for Ness in here putting in that work again. Ness, I want to say, man, I'm a huge supporter. I'm with you when you write, Ness. But I can't be with you when you wrong, big dog. You feel me? I got to say, coming into this fight, we all said all this week, Ngannou didn't even have a fucking puncher's chance. And we that's what we held up into the fight. Everybody said that. That's what we all thought. You feel me? Even from going back in, I'm watching the fight again, like you said, because I'm one of the people that believe at least the draw. A draw, I would have accepted it. 100%, I would have said, okay, they gave us Fury Wilder 1. I'll take the draw. But ain't no fucking way Fury hedged it out. I'm scoring it off of what I'm seeing from the rounds of the fight, and I'm going back for you to score it off what you've seen, because when I watch every fight, I don't even listen to what the commentators say. I listen to the boxing voice. And you are a hardcore, so I know you know way more about boxing than me. And you literally were saying, in the fight, Ngannou holding his own. You feel me? Why is Fury boxing him like this? Fury's showing him too much respect. Respect to me is ring generalship. If a boxer giving a fighter respect, you allowing that fighter to control the pace of the fight. You allowing that fighter to control the ring. And then on top of getting a knockdown, You feel me?
you doing something. And then even to go what as far as Fury being active, even in the first round, Fury only landed 11 shots and Ngannou landed 6. So it wasn't like Fury output was crazy more to even save him. I haven't made it past the 5th round so far since the show started, because I'm going back and through and watching. But even in the 2nd round,
save us the drama. You in the 5th round, who's winning?
Huh?
What's your scorecard say? You in the 5th round, who's winning? What's your scorecard say?
Right now, I got it in Ngannou. I got the first round, I gave Fury 10-9.
Okay.
The 2nd round was Ngannou 10-9,
because
he busted Fury's head.
Mm-hmm.
Third round, 10-8, that's Ngannou.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4th round, Fury tried to get back in there, but I'm still giving that to Ngannou because Fury was just doing enough trying to survive.
Yeah,
even you saying Fury running around. He running around.
I can't see that. I gave Fury the 4th round for sure.
Okay.
And 5th and 6th.
Okay. I did get Fury the 5th.
And the 6th. And the 6th. Make a case. Tell me how you gave Ngannou the 6th.
Huh? I didn't get to the 6th yet. I said the 5th.
Oh,
I gave Ngannou the 5th. I didn't get to the 6th yet.
So it's safe to say that you and I have the same scorecard.
Except the 4th round.
Exactly.
You may feel like it's your turn.
Okay.
Exactly.
But
so, you know, I don't see robbery. Okay? You watch the sport every day. I watch the sport every day. You not even finished. And we got similar scorecards, but y'all calling robbery. But that is your call. I got to get to the next
like
person.
I said, only the draw. We could have – come on, Ness. You know you could have seen a draw, bro. A 10-round fight.
I can't. That was the bell. And Ngannou was not doing enough, my brother. Not to me. And ring generalship is not because you respect someone's power. Ring generalship is Fury keeping the fight in the center of the ring. Ngannou's not a boxer. He's the slugger. He's the power puncher. So he wants to be on the ropes, having Fury's back on the ropes, throwing punches like he did in the 10th. Not in the center. Fury kept it in the center where he can box. Whatever. You seen what you seen, I seen what I seen. But we also heard he ain't even scored the first time. He had to wake up to rewatch it, and he ain't finished scoring, and he only in the 5th round. You see what I'm saying? When you peel back the layers, they don't know what they watched. Average boxing fan, what up?
Yo, what up, bro? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. First off, shout out to fucking Foster, dog. He went out there and did what he had to do. He fucking finished him.
He got fucking lucky he got that shit done in that last fucking... He was losing that fight. That's another dude that wasn't letting his hands go. It's like, you can't win a fight if you're not throwing punches.
Exactly. But, I mean, he pulled it off. He did what he had to do. Those last fucking 3-4 rounds are fucking great.
He shocked me. This dude's knockout percentage is so low. The fact that he got knocked out when he needed the most, you know, Rocky.
I thought the other guy winded, bro. He got really winded.
He got hurt twice, bro. He got hurt twice and started getting on the back foot, you know, circling the ring, trying to stay away from Foster. Obviously gave Foster confidence. You know, he realized, oh, wait, this guy is hurt. And then, you know, Rocky didn't help himself keeping his hands down while moving in retreat. He was wilding, but that showed his inexperience.
I had picked Rocky just due to the fact that it was in Mexico, and Foster tends to go up and down in his performances.
My brother, they was going to rob Foster. You seen the scorecard?
No, yeah, they were.
Not rob him, because if he doesn't do what he did, he was going to lose on my scorecard. But they wasn't going to give him any rounds. Like, they didn't score no rounds. And I ain't going to front. My scorecard ain't have a lot of rounds. He wasn't doing enough, but bro, he run at least 1 or 2 rounds. Like, there was judges that didn't give him any rounds.
It was like the Tabidi fight. He was on the ropes the whole fucking fight. It was kind of frustrating to watch the fight as well.
Yeah, that fight was not what I expected. But I knew. I told y'all, decision. We didn't bet it. But even when that fight, before it started on the live show, I said, yo, I told everybody I'm staying away because I'm biased with Tabidi, but I don't believe in Huni's power, and I bet you it goes decision. I'm just not betting on it. And sure enough, Huni's power ain't real, bro. These other countries, we don't do that. We don't hype fighters up.
For the Ngannou fight, bro, for the Ngannou fight, I give Ngannou a lot of credit because he did more than I thought he was going to fucking do. I thought this dude was going to gas the fuck out by the third or fourth round. That's usually what he does in MMA. He's fucking out of gas. So
he was gas.
He surprised me. He surprised me. He did really well. I don't know. I think Tyson took him a little too lightly, and he probably thought he was going to fuck him up. Cause that's what I thought was gonna happen, but hell no. Shout out to Ngannou for his performance. What's next though? Is that Fury and Usyk fight really gonna happen, or is this dude gonna rematch Ngannou to make another circus shit?
The Fury rematch. I mean,
feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
The Fury fight with Usyk is supposed to be December 23rd, but after that tough fight, I don't think they're doing it. I think they're gonna ask for more time. And Usyk seems to be pushing. He said, I'm ready for December 23rd. You know, I'm ready for that date. Like, it seems like Warren and Fury want more time. And Usyk is going to obviously put his foot down to make sure he gets more money if he's got to push the date back. Because that's the date. But that's also the bell, my champion. Rocky 954.
Yo, yo. You hear me?
What up, Florida? Stand up.
What's up, Ness? What up, TBV? Just wanted to get my breakdown on the fight. Shout out to Ngannou. He did way better than people expected, but he clearly lost the fight. Of course, you got to give him that third round, but outside of that hook that he landed to get the knockdown, he was losing that round. I gave him the seventh round. But it's not like he dominated Fury. He landed like one clean right hand. Outside of that, all he did was pressure. But if you're not landing much, I mean, all right, I'll give it to you. And then the eighth round was definitely his best round of the fight. But I think that was more so Fury choosing to try to gas him out and just stay in the pocket and hug and make Ngannou let his hands go. So he can soften him up, which is kind of a mistake for Fury because he's an MMA fighter. So this dude is used to all that, you know, roughhousing inside. But other than those rounds, I don't see what you can give Ngannou. Maybe the fourth round, that was kind of a toss-up. If you want to be generous, I guess you can give it to him. But if not, I mean, you got to score round by round. I don't see how people saying that Ngannou won the fight. It was a good game plan by his team for his limited experience. You know what I'm saying? They were occupying that lead jab, not letting Fury get off with the jab too much, throwing the stab jab to the body. And all night they were looking for the counter to counter Fury's right hand with a lead hook. So it was a good game plan. But I think if it would have went 12 rounds, Ngannou could have got stopped late. And if they rematch, forget about it. Like, Fury's going to come back and take him serious and get him out of there. But, yeah, man, these MMA guys, you got a moral victory, but chill, champ. Y'all didn't win. But that's all I got, man. Thank you for taking my call, Ness.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate the call. Phone lines are open, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here, Voice of the People Hotline. We got three platforms to take your calls. Discord, our landline above my head, 1-425-569-5241, plus X Spaces.
Yo, yo.
Talk to me.
How the audio?
Straight,
yo. That's what's up, man. This C-Dub, hardcore shit, statue shit. Shout out TBV. Smash that like button. It's free. Do something with yourself. Ness, do you got that crow for you? Do you got that crow for everybody? Everybody that said, you know, they call me a casual, man, but, you know, I know, that's why I put the hardcore shit there. I know, but now I know that the people that call me casual, that's maybe the one that's casual. If you thought that Ngannou didn't have a puncher's chance, guess what? You are the casual.
But wait,
But wait, just you know that, right? If you thought that Ngannou didn't have a puncher chance at all, you are the casual.
But how? Come on, bro. Like, I don't know if you don't know what that phrase means.
It means that a punch, that you can land a punch. That's what it means.
And what happened?
No, it don't.
Don't be that.
That's all it means. No, just make it very, you make it trying to make it complicated. That's all it means.
Listen to me.
It may mean something to you, but that's all it means to me.
As you can see, I held my tongue there 3 times. I said, don't be. And I just kept going through words in my head.
Because you can't use it no more because y'all didn't think he had a puncher saying.
Till I just repeated, don't be. But everyone knows the phrase, he only has a puncher's chance means he can only win by knockout. Not he's going to get a knockdown, C-Dub, because if you got a puncher's chance, it means you're going to win via knockout because of
I said Atlanta lucky punch and get a knockout. I said Atlanta lucky punch. That's what a puncher stands
and
means.
And did he knock out?
You're trying to overcomplicate it.
No, I'm not. Did he knock out Tyson Fury? The answer is no. And the reason I said he don't got a puncher's chance, I said it that day, is because he gets up. You can't have a puncher's chance if the guy getting up. You got to keep him down. And people don't keep him down. So for you to come in here and say that we the casuals, you showing your true colors because you don't even know what the fuck
means. Yeah, right. And then you're reaching and squirming. You shouldn't have to squirm the way you do. Just say he's a better boxer than what you thought. Eat your crow. Don't compare him to Castillo now. Don't reach like that. Just because so now they're clowning Fury for having a tough fight. So now you're saying that Mayweather ain't a great because he had a tough fight with Castillo?
No, I'm saying that's what Josh saying. No, we're not.
All we're saying is he had a puncher's chance, and all the boxing fans need to stop underestimating MMA boxers. Don't be a casual. Don't make yourself look foolish and saying everybody rolling around.
Some people strike. If you strike, don't make yourself look foolish.
Don't squirm. Don't squirm and say that Muhammad Ali almost lost to somebody.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay. So next time an MMA striker faces a boxer, just say they got a puncher's chance.
Don't make yourself look like a fool, man.
Is that what you're saying? That you don't have a scorecard?
No. I was just looking at it for entertainment.
Okay.
They said they have a puncher's chance. They can see if they had a good. And he did that, man. He did that. I actually thought Fury was going to stop him at round 8. I did. I said he was going to get gassed.
So in no way are you saying that Ngannou won, though, to be clear?
I always said that he got a puncher's chance.
Okay.
And then when the casual said he don't, I was like, damn, how y'all boxing fans from a fan perspective, from a coach perspective, you had coaches come on here and say Ngannou don't have a chance. Like, this man don't practice boxing with Dewitt Cooper at a high level.
I just think
this man practicing boxing
understand.
Every day.
He's practicing boxing every day. It's every day. And almost frustrating.
Every day he practices boxing.
I don't know how I could get through the rest of this call.
But they'll say that he don't got a chance, not a puncher's chance. And this man trains in boxing every that's his forte. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think MMA is just rolling around. It's not. Some dudes only strike. Follow those dudes. Please, I implore you.
How many rounds did you give him?
About 3.
Okay, so follow those dudes because he won 3 rounds.
So you won't say he don't have a puncher's chance. So you just won't underestimate him. So you won't pick Greg Hardy over Rockman Jr. So you'll stop looking like that.
I didn't know Ngannou got the knockout.
But it's the point that he don't got a chance. That's why people are so astounded.
Do not let him fool you. A puncher's chance doesn't mean you're going to get a knockdown because what chance do you got if you got a knockdown? You have a chance to win? Because none of that makes logical sense. People want to change the phrases of boxing to fit their narrative. A puncher's chance don't mean you got a chance to get a knockdown. You can't win with a knockdown. And this is the fucking problem we having. The man got a knockdown, and weirdos think he won. A puncher's chance means you got a puncher's chance to knock that man out. And in my opinion, based off what I've seen Fury go through, I said he don't even got a puncher's chance. Was I right? I was right. Why? Ngannou landed his punch. Fury got up. End of story. In order for you to be right, Fury would have not, he would have not, he would have to have not gotten up. I mean, it's just English, bro. Like, you guys are weird as hell. Joseph, what up? Big Supermax, what's up?
All right, so at the end of the day, this is all Fury's own fault, man. He went in there. He looked terrible. I told my brother in the first round he looked flabbier than normal. He went in there thinking dude was – one guy went in there half-ass serious, and the other guy trained his ass off. So I'm not going to take anything away from Francis Ngannou. He did lose the fight. I think I gave him three, four.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up after I think I gave him.
Yeah, I think I gave him four rounds tops. I gave him three for sure, but four tops. But he exceeded expectations, and that's what we have often in these boxing matches. We see it every time. When a guy fights better than expected, everybody wants to say, oh, he got knocked down. That's the underwhelmed, had a tactical fight, and didn't look like he took it serious. Possibly Cooper. The footwork of Ngannou didn't look, he wasn't standing like an MMA striker.
Footwork. Man, my man was flat-footed. Oh, my
what I'm saying.
God.
About his base. His base wasn't an MMA base. His base was at least a boxer's base. You could tell he was sitting there.
Was he in an MMA base when he did a fucking Superman punch? I mean, dudes just see what they want to see.
Damn, come on. That was at the end of the fight. That was at the last 5 seconds of the fight. I don't even give a damn about that one.
Sure.
Like, I had Fury winning. Like I said, I gave Ngannou three, four rounds max. But, I mean, he asserted that he presented himself well, and that's Fury's fault. Fury went in there to get a check, bullshitted around, and showed up. And I think the weight of Ngannou played a big difference. Fury wasn't able to outstrength him, just throw his weight on him. And then the two inch reach difference, I think all that played a factor. But nonetheless, Fury looked unimpressive in a win against a guy who quoted himself well and can take the moral victory for him. But I actually want to see Ngannou and Wilder. That shit looks like it would be explosive. Ngannou's got some pop to him, but
champ.
Yeah, I can't. I mean,
champ.
What's up?
What's that phrase mean to you? A puncher's chance.
Oh, yeah, you can only win by knockout, bro. I don't know what C-Dub is an undercover hardcore MMA fan, I think, bro. It's starting to expose itself. But at the end of the day, boxing fans, we got to eat crow. We saw Fury was going to go in there and destroy him, and we can't blame nobody but Fury. He looked like shit yesterday.
All right. See, that's the problem that's wrong with this sport. People
feel like it's your time.
Rather be right.
It's not your time.
Personally, on a personal level, right? Like C-Dub, for instance, calls in and says, we got to eat crow. I'm not a casual. You the casual because I said he had a puncher's chance and he got a knockdown. He doesn't take the time of his call to say how he scored it. He doesn't say who he thought he won. He had to be asked. He just wanted to show I was right. I said Ngannou got power and it showed. But that's what he should have said. He has power to get a knockdown. A puncher's chance to get a knockout, he don't got, not versus Fury. Fury has showed us time after time he got a solid chin. He's the Tito Trinidad of the heavyweight division. You know, you can knock him down, but can you keep him down? That is the difficult thing to do. I got anime all day TV. As an MMA guy, I can say Fury won, but just barely, with a lackluster performance, a little bit off topic, but did you see Green versus Cruz set for December 19th? Yes, but I don't know if it's 19th. Isn't it set for the Jake Paul date? Pretty sure it was set for the Jake Paul date, right? But looks like I got my guest co-host here. Oh, shit, look at that mic on. You shining. What it do? Mic on sports.
Yo, yo, mic check, how I sound?
You straight, bruv. How are you?
What's good, man? I can't complain, man. Long night.
So you wearing a ski mask because you saying Fury did a robbery or you was cold?
No, I'm wearing a ski mask because it's my birthday and I feel like precisely today, you feel me?
Okay. Happy birthday, Mike. I had no fucking clue. Happy birthday. Glad to get you on your birthday. What's your thoughts over Fury and Ngannou? But before you go there, what does the phrase a puncher's chance mean for Mike on sports?
It means he got one punch to change the whole fight, meaning he can either hurt him real bad and finish him off or hurt him to the point where the ref counts to 10.
Thank you. So does getting a knockdown fall in the category of he's got a puncher's chance?
Puncher's chance means, like, that's the only way you got to win.
Okay.
Getting a knockdown just means, like, you got a knockdown.
Okay. God damn, man. Why are you so fucking smart, man? But what up, though? How'd you see that fight? Because you fuck with MMA.
Yeah, bro. And I got to be honest, like Supermex, like you, like so many others, bro, I went into the fight thinking that Francis did not have a chance against Fury. Like, just based off what we've seen Fury do to Vladimir, somebody who was a long reigning champion, what he did to Wilder. Like, I didn't think that a guy in his first professional boxing match would have enough to go 10 rounds with the heavyweight champion of the world. So first off, a lot of props to Francis Ngannou. And second off, a lot of props to Mike Tyson. I know Dewey Cooper is one of the main people over there, but I felt like Mike had a lot of insight and maybe a lot of knowledge that he shared with Francis that helped him put on that performance that he had on Saturday night. And honestly, if we being honest, maybe I got caught up in the knockdown. Maybe I got caught up in how good Francis was moving. Maybe I got caught up with his counterpunching ability. But I thought Francis nudged it out 95-94. I thought the knockdown was the difference in the fight. When they said Fury won, I was like, okay, maybe they just trying to make sure that the Usyk fight happens down the road. But that was my first thought. I was like, okay, Francis might have won this fight. Like a lot of people, if you go off the social media aspect of it, they thought Francis won, and I'm one of those guys.
Oh, so you did think he won?
Yes. I didn't score the fight.
Okay.
I didn't score the fight. Honestly, Ness, going into the fight,
you didn't think you needed to.
I ain't got to score this shit.
Me neither. I woke up early to rewatch it to score it. I didn't think I would need to. But that being said, as Mike on Sports with a channel, you didn't go back and rewatch and score for us?
Man, it was my birthday, dog. You think I went back and rewatched the fight now?
Ooh.
Man, I was off this last night. Yes, I was off this, bro.
Okay.
Trying to go back and watch no fight, man.
Nah,
but
I hear you.
Honestly, just like off my first impression, because sometimes when you go back and watch a fight, you're kind of looking for something.
Yeah,
like,
I say that too, man. I say that shit too.
So it's like, am I watching it to give a score, or am I watching it to prove myself right or myself wrong? It's kind of like that toss up. But just based off my initial thought, maybe I was caught up in the moment, and maybe I undervalued what Francis could do, and I was overly impressed with him in the fight. So maybe that's why I gave the nudge to Francis.
But I
wasn't impressed by Fury, though. Like, Fury let me down yesterday.
I wasn't impressed by Fury either, but Mike, so much of the fight had Ngannou in this position, mouth open, and just following, no ring cutting off, no punch. Like, how are y'all seeing him win?
Mouth open, guard down, was Fury taking advantage?
At least Fury was the one jabbing. Ngannou just here.
Who landed the cleaner shots that did the most damage? Let me ask you that.
I mean, round by round, it all depends round by round. Because if in that first round, you're going to say Ngannou landed the cleaner, harder shot, because I seen Fury land a right hand that bent Ngannou like a motherfucking slinky.
And then that second round, Gano cut his ass open with a nice little, I guess, was a grazing uppercut.
We're not sure. We're not sure. They did a replay. At first, we thought it was the left hand. Then they going to show us the replay of the uppercut. The uppercut looked like it barely hit him. You
and
feel me?
That's why I said grazing uppercut. It wasn't flush. It wasn't like he connected on the bottom of his chin. It grazed him and it cut him. And then the third round, we seen him getting knocked down. So wait a minute.
So you gave him the round two because he abrased his head. So you like
again,
the caller? I had
again,
a few callers
again,
call
again,
in.
Yes.
No, I just need to get this off.
I
need to get
fight.
This off. Yeah, but
I wasn't scoring the
yeah,
fight,
but
though.
You didn't score it. You didn't score it, but. Mentally, you just said that, you know, subconsciously you gave Francis that round because he cut Fury.
No, I said he grazed him. I never said that I gave him the round.
Oh well, that's how you made it seem. I'm glad I'm doubling back. Because he had an abrasion on his forehead, didn't lose that round, right?
I didn't judge the fight. That's the whole thing. I'm just going off based off what I'm seeing round per round and based off the momentum of the fight. It just looked like Francis was doing better than what Fury was doing at point. It looked like Fury was confused because Francis wasn't going for his feints. Francis wasn't going for his movement. Francis was right there.
You ain't lying about
the
that.
Whole time.
You ain't lying about that. I was doing a lot of fights. I told Danny, I said, bro, Fury need to stop fainting because Francis ain't a boxer, so he not biting none of them feints. None of them shits made him move. None of them. He just But that's why I disliked him even more. He's just standing here. This is all he fucking did. Occasionally a left hook. Occasionally a stab jab. But he was here for the most of the fight, letting Fury jab, jab, move, initiated a fucking. I don't know what Fury was trying to do with that tackle. At one point, I said out loud, "Is there a prop bet that he's trying to win? Like, is he trying to do a Dylan Danis thing? Like, I seen Fury tackle the midsection of Ngannou so much that I'm like, is he going for a knockdown or a takedown on a prop bet?" It was weird.
Bro,
he didn't look normal.
He was
normal.
Trying to figure out how to clinch that dude. Francis is so damn strong in them clinches. Did you see how he was just moving Fury around, kind of tossing him around too?
Yeah. Fury
like
was on the floor a lot.
Shit.
Fury like, was on the floor a lot. If there's one thing I underestimated, Francis was on that. I thought Fury could lean on anyone and wear them out. That's especially why I pick him in historical fights over Frazier and Ali. Obviously Ngannou showed, bro, I mean he put Fury on his knees like two times just by clinching. So, he showed he was super strong. But let me get back to them callers and some of these super chats. I'll get right back to you. Roy 1400.
Honest to Godness, that fight should have never been that close.
No, of course not.
Ever
of course not. I can admit that. I can admit I never in my life, never in my wildest dreams expected an 0-0 MMA guy to give Tyson Fury, as big as he is, as skilled as he is in boxing, I never expected, to have let alone a controversial fight, bro. I just never expected that. And truthfully, I was physically looking at prop bets, right? Even though I'm not seated up, my betting show knows because I never play those prop bets. But it was not a serious thought. That's why I didn't put the money down. Like, the fact that he dropped Fury is crazy, bro. And granted, Cunningham had done it. But it always happens to Fury. Not always, because obviously he took those Wilder fights serious. But these knockdowns happen. They're like flash knockdowns for Fury. I just always see him responding well from a knockdown, so I don't count him out. That's why.
And this might not be a popular opinion, but I think Fury underestimated Francis going into the fight.
Oh, of course.
I don't even think he probably put in the type of work that he put in for a Wilder or for a Vladimir Klitschko.
Me neither.
I think he really underestimated that guy, and it surprised him. Like he told y'all yesterday, like shit, I did not see this coming from this guy. Like he can fight. He's a good fighter.
Yeah, no, he said it over and over. They kept asking him questions, and he's like, bro, he's just a good fighter. But I think it was more about respect. I'm about to call you Danny. I was more about respect, Mike. Because Ngannou wasn't doing nothing. And let's be real. If you're a boxing fan that watched Fury, we seen he was not, like, he was rusty. His timing wasn't there. The accuracy was not. Every time he shot the right hand, he fucking missed for so many times till he finally picked up the rhythm and was able to actually land the right. But, like, he couldn't even land. And don't tell me it was Ngannou because he wasn't doing any fucking head. My man is a mummy. He's a mummy. But it's okay. I'm glad boxing did it this way. Boxing is so smart.
If Fury was rusty, what the hell was Ngannou? A nigga who never fought in boxing before.
No, for sure.
A novice.
For sure.
A novice.
For sure. And listen, I'm not taking anything away from Ngannou. It's like everyone else is saying, this is Fury's fault. It's like you just said, he didn't take him. Look how fat he is. He wasn't this fat in the third Wilder fight. He was heavy. He wasn't this fat. Like when Ngannou dropped him, you seen the cellulite shape. Go watch the replay. It shows the whole backside of the left, his cellulite out of control. His love handles is ridiculous. And let's be real. Where was the stamina? He didn't go to the body like he did on Wilder. He didn't do nothing that he did in the past. So he didn't take him serious. They didn't have a game plan, which is crazy because Sugar Hill was there. But
and honestly, like Francis made a investment to the body in that first round. Like he probably seen what Wilder was doing in that fight. He was like, that kind of slow figure. That
bro,
was bit, yeah.
I'm watching it again. I'm back on round one, my man. And look, round one, keep in mind, round one is the round that he lands the 1-2. But if you watch my live fight chat, I'm literally saying, bro, Fury's playing games with this dude. Why he ain't doing a 1-2? You can't have your hand down here with a dude 6'9", they could do a 1-2. And Fury was letting him do that. He just had way too much respect. Now, I get it. He the one felt the power. Now we know why he went down. Cool. C-Dub, if you out there, you got a counterpunch. I see you from Average Boxing Fan.
Yo, hot audio.
Straight,
that's what's up, man. Mike, the gross, the boss. What'd you do?
What up, man?
Did you wasn't one of them, because it's just the boxing hardcores, man. They only watch boxing, the ones that said that Ngannou didn't have a puncher's chance. You wasn't one of them, was it?
Man, I hold Fury in such high regard after what I seen him do to Vladimir and Wilder.
Right.
So me,
I
didn't think that Francis had a chance in hell. A
puncher's chance in hell. And now that everybody calling in saying that it was a controversial fight, the man won, it should have been a draw. You know, you're not going to – don't squirm like Ness, man, and say that just because Ali or just because Floyd had a tough win against Castillo, now you're comparing Castillo and Ngannou to Castillo?
Man, we ain't doing that shit.
Ain't nobody compared.
That's what Nestor did. That's how he's squirming now instead of just saying, yeah, man, I was wrong. I mean, I was totally wrong, man. I underestimated it. That's how battles and wars are lost because people let their intelligence and their logic go out the window overestimating, saying that this guy that practiced boxing can't box at all. A man that strikes, that's his sport. Hey, Mike DeGross, I know you watch UFC, so you know when Ben Askren came, he didn't have a chance in hell. That's what I would tell people. He's a wrestler. All he wins in MMA, that's all he do is win with wrestling. And Ngannou wins by striking, by punching, not kicking, only punching. The only time he had to wrestle to win was when he fought Ciryl Gane because he had two knee injuries. But anyway, man, yo, let's just not squirm. Let's just say next time an MMA boxer, a striker, not somebody that roll around on the ground like y'all casuals like to say. A striker that strikes. Next time they face a boxer, let's just say they got a puncher's chance, man. That's it. It's this, isn't it? And then you won't have to squirm and say Ngannou is just as good as Castillo. Or who the other guy you said? You said Muhammad Ali had a tough fight, so he isn't as great. And this is why he said it, Mike, because people clowning him now for saying Tyson Fury could beat the greats. But he had a tough fight against an MMA fighter, 0-0, that can't box at all, according to some casuals.
That's what I'm gonna call y'all.
Because you say that man can't box at all when that's all he does.
So who else you could? You said Muhammad Ali had a tough fight with who? And that you compared him to Ngannou next? They said, man, because, you know, just because he had a tough fight, and I'm with you, just because he had a tough fight against Ngannou, people not taking into account that he didn't train. He underestimated. He didn't train at all for this fight, and that's his fault. Don't make no excuses for him.
We ain't got time for that shit, man. I'm not even responding to weirdos like that. Mike, to give you context, people was calling in or super chatting or just chatting in the live chat saying Fury isn't great. And my response was every fighter, I didn't say every great fighter, I said every fighter got a controversial win. Every fighter has some sort of controversy. So I said, Oscar De La Hoya versus Tito Trinidad, controversial. Oscar De La Hoya versus, my God, what was that dude's name? I said it earlier. I wanted to go on his fucking resume now. It's like Robert something, maybe? No. He's a foreigner. Help me out, Supermax.
You can't put that in the same category, though, bro.
Why?
Them niggas boxers.
And?
Them niggas got pedigree.
And?
Francis ain't got no pedigree.
That's cool. So all this is worse on Fury. But yes, it's still a absolutely controversial fight. I'm not saying in no way. See, he's a clown that wants to make people laugh with his big red nose. So he's calling in to say that I said just as. I never said. All I said is everybody got a controversial fight. Everybody. Every single person, no matter who you say, they got one.
But
Muhammad Ali,
is,
everyone.
Like Oscar De La Hoya, Trinidad, okay, we can see why that fight is controversial. Floyd Mayweather, Castillo, whichever one. We can see why that fight is controversial. But when it goes to Francis and Fury,
why can't you see why it's controversial?
No way in hell that it should have been controversial.
And that's fine. And that's fine.
Performance getting ready for the undisputed heavyweight fight coming in December. Instead, that fight is pushed back because Fury took some damage against a guy who had zero wins, zero losses, and zero fights.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is that different from any other controversial fight other than the fact that you continuously bring up that Ngannou's not on those guys' level?
That's the biggest thing, man.
But it's still a controversial fight.
We're not disagreeing that it's the level of it should have never been a controversial fight. That's
but it
saying.
Is, though. But it is, though, right? Like, so you're saying it shouldn't have been, and you're mad every time I keep saying, but it is. So please tell us what category should we put it in?
A letdown.
Okay. So,
fucking letdown.
So.
You let a dude. And we scream about the sweet science. Oh, this shit is this, is that, is more complicated than UFC. These UFC guys can't come in and fight. Like, bro, you had the heavyweight champion from the UFC who Dana White let go,
mm-hmm.
who kicked him out on the street. Dana, you look kind of dumb right now. But anyway, came in, 12-week camp, three and a half month camp, and you let him show this? Against our top level heavyweight champion of the world. That's tough, bro.
Now, can we agree that no matter what UNC Dubs say, it's still a controversial win on his resume?
Absolutely.
Okay. So can we agree, just so that we're friends, that it is probably the greatest controversial win, meaning, you know, all the other ones, those guys were actually boxers, had pedigree. You know, they had a fighting chance because they knew the sport. Like, this one is embarrassing. Like you said, it's a letdown. But it doesn't change the fact that it's still a controversial win. It doesn't change that.
I wouldn't go as far as say the greatest controversial win.
Well, I mean, everyone else, the way you guys are making it seem, everyone else has reason to be in a controversial fight, but this guy is 0-0, so Fury shouldn't have been in a controversial fight. So it's the standard now.
For who?
for never to be in a, you know, for the worst controversial fight ever. Like, because Mayweather was in a controversial fight with Castillo, and Oscar's in a controversial fight with Tito Trinidad. This guy's in a controversial fight with a novice. So it's like, it's a, like you said, a letdown to the sport, right? That's all I'm saying, that one is on, you know, this one looks the worst for us.
I'm going to go ahead and kill this shit real quick.
Okay.
What do Jake Paul do against MMA fighters?
He beats them.
Beats the fuck out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong?
Has Jake Paul ever fought MMA fighter on the level of Ngannou? You can't try to be preschool.
I got three questions for you, dude.
Go for it.
Is Jake Paul on the level of Tyson Fury as a boxer?
No.
And if we see Jake Paul do this to MMA fighters who never boxed, shouldn't we have the same or even more expectation for a guy like Tyson Fury?
Of course.
That's all I'm saying.
But again, it still just makes it a controversial win. That's all.
Bro, you can phrase it how you want to phrase it. You can make it sound great. You can make it sound like Fury had a great fight.
No, I ain't saying he had a great fight. I think you misunderstood me because I used the word greatest.
Can we just use like letdown? Like what's it got to say controversial? Can we just use like a letdown?
But you don't want me to use controversial so that I can't bring up other fighters that had the same experience? Because you want me to say letdown. But let me ask you this then. Are you saying that there were no Mayweather fans that were let down that he let some Mexican win?
Win.
Castillo.
When you let somebody win?
Castillo. Like that's the general consensus for Mexicans, and that's why Floyd rematched him. So was the culture let down because Floyd was in a tight fight? No.
Nigga, you part of the Fantastic Four, cause you reaching right now.
I mean, call it what you want. Call it what you want. What about the Mexicans? Were they let down because Oscar was in a controversial fight with Felix Sturm?
I don't think so.
Okay, then. It's just a controversial fight. And every great has them. You know more people that had controversial wins in your time period being in this sport. All I'm saying and all I did was defend Fury. We going back to the original casual dubs argument. I said, just because Fury had this fight where he did not lose doesn't mean he's not great. Because I've seen greats have controversial fights. That's all I said. He wants to call in and say, I'm comparing Fury Ngannou to Castillo or Ngannou to Trinidad. No, I'm giving you controversial with greats. That's all I did. That's all I did. Trying to further prove that Fury, regardless of how ugly this win is, can still be considered great. That's my only argument. I'm sorry that people in this sport seem to forget that,
you
know.
At any point, Fury was in trouble.
Never.
Losing that fight.
Never. Never. And let me tell you this. Never. Never. And let me tell you this, Mike. I got the fight on again. And if you play it again, you will see that DraftKings never made Ngannou the favorite. They never made Ngannou minus money. Never. You can look all you fucking want. We was live betting. They never made him the favorite.
On ESPN, they had...
They was using DraftKings on ESPN.
And so they lied?
What you mean they lied? They never showed Ngannou minus money. Show me.
Did.
What round? What
yes,
round? I'm going to fast forward. Tell
yes,
me.
They did.
Tell me the round.
Bro, it came up on the screen.
All right, I'm on round four right now because I did it again.
It was
I'm going
like
to start looking
or,
from this
round
on.
Or round nine. Maybe
okay.
Round 10.
Cool.
It was like the last three or four rounds. But Ngannou,
I'm
a
fast
I believe,
forward.
At one point was minus 100 and Fury was plus 125, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me see. I'm going to try and fast forward.
Against a UFC fighter.
I'm in round eight. It's timestamp 226 now. Let's see if we see that.
Fury better call Jake Paul and ask him what to do with these dudes.
I mean, you ain't answering the question. That's why I always love this guy as a co-host.
He knows.
But that ain't the question. That ain't the question. The question is, can Fury still be considered great, or is he not great because of this fight?
Oh, come on, man.
No, I need you to answer it.
We ain't gonna take a nigga whole career.
I need you to answer it because I got this guy. I got this guy getting free counterpunches from this stupid public who believes he's smart. So I need you to tell me, is Fury not great because he had this fight?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Fury is still a great fighter and a great champion and a great heavyweight of the past 10 years.
Okay, because
one fight will never change that. The unified title that he won against Vlad, he etched in history. What he did against Wilder, he's etched in history. So this fight, and he got a fight coming up with Usyk. If he win that fight, like, all this shit going to be forgotten. He is going to go down as the greatest heavyweight of the last 10 years.
That's all I'm saying. One fight that you win on paper doesn't take away your greatness. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you make any straw man arguments like the show is halted. We ain't even been able to get to other people's opinion because we stuck on casual Dub's opinion trying to tell us that Fury ain't great, that a puncher's chance now means you could get a knockdown. Like, you can't rewrite boxing so you could be wrong. And this is what's wrong with boxing fans, Mike. We can't be happy we had a good fight where an MMA dude came out of nowhere and gave one of our greatest fighters the fight of his life. No, I'd rather not say that.
Like, Damn, homie. Jake Paul doing this shit to these niggas. What? And you Fury. You way better than Jake Paul would ever be.
Mm-hmm.
And you let this happen to you? Like,
yeah, but Jake Paul didn't fight Ngannou. Jake Paul fought Dudley, Tyrone Dudley, who was a dud. He fought Askren. He fought Askren Askisser.
Tyrone Woodley is more accomplished in MMA than what Francis is on his feet.
Francis is known for his power.
Tyrone was too.
No, not on that level. And Tyrone was knocked out. Tyrone was knocked out in MMA. Yes or no?
No, I don't think he got knocked out in MMA.
C-Dub, where you at? He got a counterpunch anyway. They paying for these. I don't know why they paying for this man calls. I don't know why y'all paying for this man calls. He ain't saying nothing.
I think he got knocked out his last fight. You may be right. You may be right.
So who is it that pay for this man call again? Because I don't even get it. This man is not saying nothing, and y'all want to hear his voice for no reason.
Because, bro, like, you keep on bringing up, like, we can't have a level of resentment to what we saw yesterday.
Of course, but to say a man is no longer great.
Who said that? I don't see people that say Fury not. That's one dude.
He the one calling in, and he's the one representing the people. I'm not giving them free calls, Mike. They paying for this shit.
Oh, okay.
They the one asking for, look, counterpunch for C-Dub. From Mike Fisher. Like, you think I want to hear this man say a bunch of lies? That's these guys.
Let him talk.
Yo, how the audio? How the audio?
What's going on with you, dog?
Yo. Hey, yo, Mike. Hey, I know. This is why CYP used to get on him, man, because I never said that Tyson Fury wasn't great. I never said that. It's just you reaching so far, you didn't forget where your brain is. Run your arms back from the moon, start reaching, and come back down to earth. I never said Fury wasn't great. I said Fury is great. He underestimated, like boxing fans, from a fan perspective, from a coach perspective, from a fighter's perspective. I heard all the perspectives from boxing on the back call, on the show. Nobody gave this man a puncher's chance. I said a puncher's chance is that a person that can punch got a chance. That's it to me.
But
so
you can't
where they get a knockdown,
boxing.
Where they get a knockout.
You can't
listen,
change
it just,
the
you
rules.
Punch chain.
You can't change
boom.
The rules. You
okay,
change
okay, I got you, I got you. Can you change that you said Ngannou wouldn't win one round? Can you change that?
No, I can't change
exactly,
that.
Exactly, because you said that.
I can't.
This is what you
and
said.
That,
I never said Fury wasn't
why.
Great.
And that's fine. And
this is
what
you said.
And
this is what you said. So that's
what?
The crow. That's crow right there.
And guess
that's
what?
That's crow right there.
And I was also right. And I was also right that Ngannou didn't have a puncher's chance because Fury got up. So,
that's crow.
So
that's
crow,
man.
That's
that
crow
they
right
didn't
there.
Win around, so
that's
you got
crow.
Off on it.
That's,
and then, and
crow.
Then I'm not saying you just like Mike DeBall trying to explain to you. Just because he had a tough fight against Ngannou, that's because Fury underestimated
and then the skill level is not on Castillo, it's not on Trinidad. They're gonna tell you to pass the shovel every time you say Ngannou or you try to compare this fight to Trinidad and Oscar.
Because
like they're saying, they're two boxers. They're two boxers. This is an MMA fighter.
There you go, lying.
This is an MMA fighter.
You saying compare. Who comparing fights?
This is an MMA fighter. There's nothing to compare about this.
Who comparing fights? So you lying again.
How you comparing it, man? Because you twisting it, you squirming, and nobody can't. You know, you just all you got to do is say it was a great fight, man. It surprised you.
It wasn't a
I was
great
wrong,
fight,
man.
It wasn't a great fight. And Ngannou didn't let his hands go, and Fury wasn't the normal Fury that he should have been.
Yeah, it wasn't a great fight to you, but guess what? Everybody is saying, like, some people just don't believe Ward is wet. Everybody calling here saying it's going to be a big fight. It's going to do more pay per views. It might hold up.
Because of the controversy, not because it was a great fight. You telling me that Ngannou gave you a great fight?
Yes, because you again, a boxing fan, that don't got no sense. So you didn't see Fury face look like you didn't see all them abrasions on Fury face. You didn't see Fury look like he had a coloring book on his face, and Ngannou looked like he was about to go to the club. You didn't see them lumps. You didn't see them lumps and Fury's face looking all them abrasions.
I'm watching the fight. I don't see
Fury,
no
abrasions. You know, you watched the MMA fight with Fury tackling, throwing elbows.
That's your call, man. We good riddance, man. Too much jabber, not enough boxing talk. That's all I hear.
That's low and that's bush league and Fury should be ashamed of himself.
What?
Shit. This man threw a full out elbow.
Come on, man, stop! Look at the screen. Stop lying. Look at the screen. Are you not looking at the screen? I'm screen sharing. I'm sorry, Mike. You not on my interview mode. You on Skype. Can you please look at the YouTube now?
I am on YouTube.
Okay, now look at Ngannou. Is he not throwing a left hook? Forget what you see.
Man, he did it with elbow.
Listen to me, man. Stop looking at Fury. Look at Ngannou over and over. What is he throwing? What punch is he throwing?
Yes, what the fuck did I do?
What punch is he throwing? You said you had three questions. Answer mine.
Nigga, a left hook.
Okay. What punch do you see Fury throwing?
An elbow.
No. What punch do you see Fury throwing?
An elbow.
I see a straight jab, right?
Man, get the fuck out
do
of
you
here,
not
man.
See the left hand?
I,
do you see the left hand? Can we move on, yes or no? Do you see the left hand?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see a right hand?
I see a right elbow.
Okay, but do you see a right hand?
No.
That's not a red glove right there?
My nigga,
Hold on.
The hand is going down. The elbow
hold
is
on.
Up. What's
okay,
the
but
about?
You see the right hand right there, yes or no? Is the glove there on the screen? Yes or no? I'm just trying to ask you.
I plead the fifth, nigga.
Okay, cool. We can move on then. We going out.
The fact that you defending that elbow is bullshit.
I mean, you don't want to answer any of my questions to get to my point.
It's all right.
You don't need to know since you ain't want to. You ain't want to get there. So why would I tell you now? We gonna move on. We going to Nuke. You ain't want to hear my opinion. I was trying to give it to you. Yeah, Nuke.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah.
Word. So when it came to the fight last night, man, I personally had Fury winning.
You obviously have eyes.
But I am going to say I can see where some people would have it the other way, but I didn't. You know, because when it got to round six, I had it 57-56, and I thought all the rounds were actually clear to me, you know. When it got to the ninth and the tenth, Fury won those. I thought it was clear. Francis ain't do it. He ain't do anything. He didn't do shit.
For most
you
of
know
the
what
fight.
Saying? Whether that was because of conditioning or whatever. He didn't do shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's on them. Now, Fury won the fight. Now, rematch.
Nigga, what Fury do?
I see it. I want to see it. What Fury do? He did what Ngannou didn't do. He know how to win a low-value round.
He dropped
a low-value round.
You know how
to win
a low
body.
Mike sound like a casual.
Or did he throw a fucking jab?
Mike sound like a casual. He said, did he drop Ngannou? So Ngannou dropped him every round, Mike? Help us understand what you mean.
That's only
help
one
us
round.
Understand what you mean. Did Ngannou drop him every round?
Throughout the fight.
Fucking out here making shit
Ngannou
up.
Ngannou landed the better
Bro, he
power
only dropped Fury
out
one round. Wilder dropped Fury. Bro, but my thing is, he only dropped Fury one round. Wilder dropped Fury two rounds.
And they still said he lost.
That's a robbery.
They still
like,
said he lost.
And we being honest, shit, Ngannou had more success in the pocket than what Wilder had. He wasn't flinching. He wasn't doing all that.
But
he was right there.
But what I'm not going to say,
ready for Fury to bounce on to counter off of it. That left foot was landing
all
night.
But when somebody say that sounds like the same people that say Conor McGregor landed more punches than Manny Pacquiao and everybody else. Because me personally,
I don't know
if Fury took that serious.
Just look
at the beginning.
Fight.
And once you
no,
get hit.
Those straw man arguments.
Look at Francis and look at Fury.
Bro,
straw
man.
Fight looks closer.
Champ.
This fight looks like both guys are having more success. Conor didn't do shit.
But champ, can't
people.
But
I'm saying, but Conor landed more punches, right?
Then Pacquiao. He landed more punches than Pacquiao.
Say.
What the fuck?
That's what
they're
gonna say.
It don't mean shit, but that's what people say.
That's what we saying.
How did the fight? And look at the fight.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You made this argument, Mike.
Mike, no, we can't hold on. You're not listening. No,
you
it's
guys
you.
Are so
oh my
you
God.
Bro, you just sat up here and said that
he
did better than Wilder.
When he saw Conor, he was on the front
door.
The whole fucking fight.
You, Mike, you just got
Mike, here. You the one that said he did better than Wilder. You started the argument.
My nigga, I said in the pocket. In the pocket. One doing all that.
Well, what are you
guys
talking about? We're talking about a whole fight. We're talking about a whole fight.
But,
but my thing is, I didn't expect, now when you said like he had a punches, like didn't have a punches chance, my thing was, he was a very stationary target. Like, he wasn't as fluid as a boxer would be. But my thing was, even when Wilder and Fury was fighting, they both had power. We done seen Fury go down. But the difference is, we all knew Wilder, skinny legs, chicken legs. Oh, he tried to bulk up the second fight and things like that. And Ngannou bigger than Wilder. So my thing was, if Tyson going to take this serious, he going to have to, at some point in the fight, he's going to have to turn it up. I didn't expect him to get knocked down. But at some point, he did have to turn it up because that same tactic that happened against Wilder didn't happen then because, you see, he changed trainers because he knew that shit wasn't going to work because he's fighting somebody with power. Now, I see this again. I wear mine. But I think Francis should go like find a Frank Sanchez in a year and a half or something like that. But that's my call.
Hey, yo, look at Francis Ngannou. You should have did this in the ring. That's what I'm saying. These dudes need to hire a true publicist that actually is innovative. He going to wait till after the fight to post this instead of saying this, but it's still dope, Mike. You can see it on YouTube, and he posts a quote that says, you think you can just go into boxing and beat up the best heavyweight of this generation? And he put the me in the picture of the... I forget this actor's name, but he does. I think it's something with an F. His last name is certainly with an F, and he's.
Yeah, I think his name is Mike, honestly, but he played in Kings and Queens.
Yeah, he certainly.
I mean, that woman that's like a Scientologist woman now.
Funny though, funny yo, ain't you speaking of let down, Mike? Since you want to use that phrase, let down, Mr. Let Down. Aren't you let down that Francis Ngannou and say, yo, I want the rematch, and if I don't get the rematch, give me Wilder. I was let down.
Honestly, I think he know with his performance, nigga, he made himself some money. It's going to be a couple more Francis boxing fights.
But that's what I'm saying. Why not set up the next one with the immediate rematch, calling for it, or the common opponent?
Maybe you want AJ. Maybe AJ's a bigger fight than Wilder over there in Saudi. AJ done did business in Saudi, what, two, three times already.
Good point. AJ is a big name, and the Saudis already spend money on him, right? So it's probably more possible. But let's see what we got here. Rob, Las Vegas.
Kevin James.
Woo, thank you. Finally. Oh, my God. To listen to some of this nonsense going on, bro. This is wild. And hopefully my voice will remind you because y'all keep on saying nobody's seen this coming. Bro, I called in and said this is going to be a regular Tyson Fury fight. If you ever fucking watch Tyson Fury fight in the whole wide world other than Deontay Wilder, that's what the fuck it looks like minus the knockdown. Tyson Fury is boring, he's big, and awkward. I challenge anyone to go watch 10 Tyson Fury fights. Try it. Try to watch 10 Tyson Fury fights, bro. It's going to be that fucking boring every single fucking time. It's just
that's
like that.
True.
That's how he fights.
That's not true. I could pick 10
that's
right now that ain't boring.
That's absolutely true. He's fucking boring, bro.
I got 10 right now that's not boring.
Okay, well, go
10.
Ahead, guys. Listen to Ness's 10 fights. Hold up. Let me finish. Y'all listen to Ness's 10 fights. I challenge you to go watch those 10 fights and tell me if they're entertaining. Because Vladimir Klitschko put me to fucking sleep. Fucking
that's only
sleep.
One. That's only one.
Everybody, I'm only going to name one because I only got 2 minutes. So I'm not going to name a grip. I'm going to let you give them the 10 fights to go watch and let the public judge for themselves. Tyson Fury's fucking boring. Francis Ngannou got his ass whooped. Anybody sitting up here saying that he did anything else is fucking crazy. Go look at the chat. I'm no love robbing the chat. That shit was fucking 5-1 after 6 rounds. He got the knockdown. I think Francis maybe won too. I did score him for the 7th as well. I got to get my card. But, bro, stop it. Francis was – that was not – that's what Tyson Fury looks like, bro. Francis, was, that wasn't good, bro. I don't know what people is talking about. Like, that's – it's wild. And then C-Dub calling in with – he got the puncher's chance and all. Man, knock it off, dude. He lost. What were you watching? What were you? I don't know what folks was looking at. Like, it's crazy. The dude lost, plain and simple. Like, there's no none of that. As far as the elbow, come on, Mike. You got to see that with the elbow, bro. Like, if somebody's throwing a left hook and I got my hand up or even put my hand up using his upper body movement, elbow hit head, shit like that happens all the goddamn time. People be getting elbowed. Goddamn it. It's tons of shit like that happen. It's just frustrating because motherfuckers, oh, Francis Ngannou gave Tyson Fury a fight. I beat up the head. You did not fucking win that fight. He didn't win. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. There was no win. After the knockdown, how many rounds? Tyson Fury won like 3 rounds in a row after the knockdown. He was using the jab to keep him at bay. We're going to let Ness, I hear the clock ticking. We're going to let Ness give you guys those 10 interesting fights. After anybody watches those fights, please call back in and tell me if Tyson Fury is interesting, because he's not. But he will beat all the other great heavyweights, Ness. I agree with you on every other point. He's just not an interesting fighter. That's all. And I did call
I
to say that. But thanks for the call. Mike, it's good to hear from you again, man. Always good to see you. I appreciate the show.
I was going to say it's good to hear from you, too, besides the elbow shit.
Is that you ain't hear anybody's other side. You only see what you see, and that's okay. But I do want to screen share Tyson Fury's record. I don't know if I can get to 10, but I will try. Backwards. Obviously, Francis Ngannou, because of the controversy. Derek Chisora, not this fight. So we're not going to say that one. Dillian White. Deontay Wilder, the 3 fights. So let's count. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Definitely Oda Valim, 5. Wilder, first fight, 6. Christian Hammer,
He said keep Wilder out of it.
You can't. What the fuck he mean?
That's what he said, though. He
yeah,
said,
you can't.
Wilder,
you can't. You can't. You can't. But it's not. I'm giving Wilder and outside of Wilder, but I'm giving.
But, like, what's outside of Wilder? Dylan White wasn't that fucking entertaining. That's,
I mean,
that was
first of all, you can, all right, let me put him on screen so y'all can see this, because this is hilarious coming from him, right? So a man that was stalking Wilder, a man that said everything under the sun about Wilder, a man that built a campaign that got famous outside of his country, crossed over to America, 600 right. days for yeah. Wilder not fighting him, finally okay. gets his shot okay. at a bell, and Fury, who beat Wilder, gives it to him, then uppercuts him to sleep.
Okay.
That's not a good fight. Somehow that was boring because the dude said all fights, all Tyson fights are boring. I'm just looking for fights that weren't boring. So you saying Dillian White versus Fury was boring?
Yeah, until the knockout came.
Oh, until the knockout came. So he agrees yeah. with me. So we went through this for nothing.
No,
cool.
No, I'm
cool.
with you.
No, you can't have it both
moment,
ways. It's either boring
moment,
or not.
Yeah,
it's either boring
so,
or not.
So,
how
so,
you
so
having it both? I mean, the man made the question simple.
So two things can't be true.
Did the man make the question simple or not? He
so
said, find me 10 fights.
Two things can't be true.
All right.
So
cool.
It can't be a shit fight.
Nah, champ. You're right.
Come, oh, okay. It's still a shit fight, but it ended in a knockout.
No, champ. You're right. To him, Dillian White ain't excited. We can move on, though. Where we what number we was on? Six with Wilder? Six
man.
With Wilder?
No, we're not on six. Take Wilder out of it. He said before you even started, leave Wilder out of it.
Six with Wilder. Cool. Cool. I got to do it over now because I don't want my count fucked up. Francis, one. Dillian, two. Wilder, three, four. Odo, five. Wilder, six. Christian Hammer, first guy to get to stop him, seven.
Who?
Not Christian Hammer.
Who?
Christian Hammer, first guy to stop him was Tyson Fury. Okay. Not this Derek Chisora fight, so we ain't counting this yet. Steve Cunningham, exciting fight. $4 million. Four,
what about Safari?
Oh, he don't want me to. He don't, he want to make
work.
Jokes. He want to make
about
jokes. He's
joking.
It's
I'm
so many. It's so
what
many.
Sports?
It's so many callers there.
What about Pinata?
It's so many callers
what about Safari?
There. I'm just trying to answer that caller's question. You trying to prolong this, but I got to start over because he fucked up my count. Francis one, Dillian two, Wilder three, four, Odo five, Wilder six, Christian Hammer seven, Cunningham eight. Then Derek Chisora first fight, undefeated Chisora, nine. That's
Vlad
where
fight?
It stopped for me. Now, the Vlad fight was boring. I can't. I wish. But we got to nine. That's not bad. It's not bad, especially for a dude who they just said only has boring fights. So that I was
hey,
just
man,
trying
to. What are you smoking on today, big dog?
I got MJ Mintz. I got Stackhouse Shake Stack. No, Stackhouse Shake Shack. And Sherbert Flowers. I had three L's already. It's been a long show. We going out to Hawk, Maryland.
Yo, Matt,
what's up?
What up?
Hey, too much. Can you hear me clear?
Loud and clear, loud and clear.
All right, man. Yeah, as far as the fight goes, I had Tyson. I thought Tyson Fury won the fight. He looked awful, but from like fourth, fifth, sixth, I don't know. He kind of outboxed him. He outboxed him, but he was he looked off. He just looked off. I don't know. And Gano did better than I guess other people expected, and he knocked his head off with that little shot he caught him with that knocked him down. But I'm gonna tell you, Ness. It's like you were talking about LeBron with his opinion. I'm going to tell you, if LeBron James, he's 6'9", and Tyson Fury, he likes 6'9", and they agreed to do a basketball match, a basketball game, going from one point, each point is 1 point, and they got to get to 15 first. If LeBron James got 9 points and Tyson Fury got 8 points, everybody going to say Tyson Fury already won because he's that close to him in a sport that he's supposed to be the best at. So I guess you get people that don't know all the intricacies of boxing. They didn't pay attention to the fact that Tyson was outpointing him with the jab, and once he settled down like the fifth, sixth, he started outpointing him with the jab, and you know, just out trying to outbox him, but he was getting roughed up in there. It was a rough little fight, but no, Tyson Fury won the fight. He won the boxing match, but. Like I said, if LeBron, if he was to go over to basketball and play LeBron in a pickup game and on TV in front of everybody, and he's that close to LeBron, they're going to be like Tyson won because he did that close. It's that sentimental thing that's going on. But, no, he got outboxed. Tyson won the boxing match, but he looked awful. He really didn't look. He really didn't look good. But he did enough to beat Ngannou because he had that jab going about the sixth round. He did have a nice little jab going, and he did the boxing technique was better than Ngannou. Really didn't have a technique. Ngannou, all he did was his plan was to counterpunch when Tyson punched. Tyson threw the 1-2. As Tyson going to throw that second, the 1-2, when he go to throw the 2, Ngannou's reaction was to release right when Tyson go to throw the 2, and he caught him. And it's like he did that all night long, just wait for Tyson to punch and then punch with Tyson. So that's the standing around I think you saw with Ngannou, because he was like waiting for Tyson to punch, then punch with him. And that's how he caught him the one time. He couldn't catch him again with that same particular shot. But, great fight, but the people that don't know, like, the intricacies and stuff, yeah, if you're that good, you're supposed to be that great at your sport, and somebody come from another sport and carry that far, the people that, you know, they're going to say, yeah, you know, you're going to get people that are going to be sentimental with the other person, that's all. But as far as the boxing match goes, I thought Tyson Fury won. But that's
all right,
call,
champ. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up as well as subscribe to the show. Yesterday we did live fight chats for all the fights. Tyson Fury versus Ngannou came right back. Did Oshaki Foster versus Rocky Hernandez. That was a great fight. If you haven't checked it out, definitely do so on your DAZN. Let me get to these super chats. I got Roy 1400, look at Fury's face after the fight. Man was scared. Face tells the tale. Okay. Oh, Mike, I guess Ward lost. I said I guess Andre Ward lost, Mike.
A lot of folks think Ward lost the first fight. Mm-hmm. I thought he lost the first fight.
Mm-hmm. But what did his face say?
But
is that an indication of the true outcome? Your face?
No, it's not. No,
okay,
it's not.
And that's the only reason I brought it up. These fuckers don't
Max
know boxing.
Him, he kind of went back on it like, nah, I wasn't surprised. I was just, I forgot what he said, but he kind of played it out. But I did think Ward lost that first fight because I thought he needed a knockdown going into that 12th round to like get back from.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about another controversial fight where a man got a win that people felt he ain't deserve? Did that take away from I'm just doubling down on C Dumb's question and C Dumb's whole calls about saying greatness.
When you comparing niggas against
greatness.
Boxers.
No, champ, you ain't take away from Andre Ward's greatness. Nah. Nah, y'all trying to make it okay. No, sir. That ain't how it works. But we got more super chats here. I got LaShawn Johnson, $10. Shout out, LaShawn. Hey, Tyson outboxed Ngannou, but I would have loved to see the rematch. There you go. I would love to see the rematch, too. You know, just to put the nail in the coffin for these bums. Roy, $1,402. Fury won, but be real. Fury lost a lot of respect. It's all good. It just makes him look vulnerable in boxing, which means he'll get more fights. Nothing. More people going to pay to see him lose now. They really going to think Usyk going to win. Means nothing.
Y'all get the respect and the letdown mixed up. Like my respect level for Fury ain't changed.
Thank you.
It's just the fact on the night, last night, he didn't go in the ring and present the Fury that I expected to see. So
the Fury you know is the Fury you know exists,
yeah,
Mike.
Exactly.
So,
I was expecting him to have a close fight.
But
with
guess
a dude.
What, Mike? Guess what, Mike?
I don't want to guess next. Go ahead.
A win is a win.
A win
is a motherfucking win. And they just mad. Sean Alex, $5. Although he didn't get the decision, Francis Ngannou made both Coach Dewey Cooper and legendary Mike Tyson proud last night. Very, very proud. Fuck out of here, man.
Do you think Mike could be a good trainer, man?
Y'all brown-nosing. Bro, this was a publicity stunt. They paid Mike. The Saudis paid Mike. Just like they paid Eminem to come. They had everybody out there. They paid fucking, they even paid Latin artists to be there. Knock it the fuck off. This make Mike a great trainer. Tell Mike, do what motherfucking.
Great? I said, could Mike be a good trainer?
Yeah,
said,
of course. Mike could be a great trainer, of course. I got SDX Renzi member for 2 months on that chip level. How can Ngannou win at least 4 rounds, including the third, which was a 10-8 round, and still lose that? That's a draw in a 10-round fight. I gave him the second, the third, the seventh, the eighth, at least. So let's see.
Yeah, I'm
the
scored.
Second,
wow.
The third, the seventh, the eighth. It's still only 94, champ. Like, do you not know? This is why I said download the app. I don't make no money from the fucking app. Download the Judge Scorecard app because you just spent your free super chat. Let me count these, make sure I ain't miss one. He said the second, the third, the seventh, and the eighth, at least, which is 4 rounds plus a knockdown. This is why you need the app. Because that's still 94, still 94 points.
But, Ness, let me ask a question. The last scorecard, it was 96-94, right?
I don't know what they had. All I know is Fury could win the fight with 6 rounds by getting a 95-94, even being knocked down.
Yeah, yeah, but the reason I'm asking if it was like 96-94, because that means Francis only won 3 rounds if it's 96-94, right?
Yes, and on some judges' scorecard, he won 4.
Okay, but what I'm asking is this. If Francis only won 3 rounds on the 96-94 scorecard, that means Fury should have been 97-94, right?
Well, the knockdown. It depends with three rounds.
The knockdown includes the 94 because that's the 3 rounds. The 3 rounds plus the knockdown would get you to 94.
No.
So that means the
three
score has to be.
No, you got
to
have 4 rounds plus a knockdown to get the 94. I got my scorecard right here with the numbers.
I thought you had to have 3 rounds and a knockdown to get the 94.
I mean, look, round one added up, 9. Round 2, 10. Round 3, 10. Round 9, round 4, 9, round 5, 9, round 6, 9, round 7, 10, round 8, 10. That's his scorecard, the super chatter, not mine's. Round.
Okay, well, I'm worried about the judge's scorecard. Like the kind
yeah,
of,
but it don't matter. That's what I'm trying to say. Even with the judge's scorecard, if Ngannou only won 4 rounds, it only adds up to 94.
But the knockdown would be 95, though.
But no. Listen, you got a 10-9. In round 2. Then you got a 10-8 in round 8. I mean round 3. Then you got a 10-9 in round 7. And you got another 10-9 in round 8. Everything else is nines. Do the math. That's what I'm saying.
So you got him winning 3 rounds, right?
4 rounds with a knockdown round.
If he wins 4. So
I'm going to send this to you. I'm going to just send this to you. Let me see if it visually it helps. Because maybe I'm still wrong and this is wrong.
Asking,
I don't
but,
know.
But
this is in my face and it's saying that if you win those rounds, that's what it's adding up to. Look at the scorecard.
But what I'm asking is this. Does the 4 rounds that you think he won include the knockdown?
Absolutely.
You know.
The 4 rounds
okay,
includes
so,
the knockdown.
So he really only won 3 rounds then?
No. He won round 2, round 3, round 7, round 4.
So that's 4 rounds plus a knockdown.
Yes.
So
Mike, just look
rounds.
At your text, please, and yeah, look man. At that numbers and add it up with your calculator, brother. It's right there in black and white. The right side is Francis Ngannou. Add it up because we wait.
Yeah. Now, this is right, 95-94. It can't be 96-94. That's all I'm saying. I think the judge had a 96-94.
Yeah, all I'm saying... I don't know nothing about the judges, what I keep repeating.
Okay,
I'm only answering the super chatter's question that says, I gave Ngannou round 2, 3, 7, 8 at least. So I added it up for him, and it just, he can't win.
All right, so this, well, if you don't know the judge scorecard, then it's a meat point.
Yeah, I don't know the judge scorecard, but again, I'm going to screen share to Mike what I was screen sharing. I mean, what I wanted him to see. I'm going to show y'all, right? Just so y'all can see the math, right? This is a scorecard.
You know, box rip.
And you see round one, Fury. It doesn't matter who you gave it to. We're going off of the call, off of the super chatter. The super chatter saying he gave round two, which you see highlighted in blue. He gave round three. So you see 10, right? Two, you get 10 points only. Three, you get 10 points only. Now, Fury can only win 8 points because he was knocked down. Moving on. If the super chatter only gave 7 and 8, add it the fuck up. No way Ngannou could win. He got to win more rounds than four.
Okay, never mind. I'm wrong. The judge had a 96-93. That makes sense. I thought he had a 96-94. My bad.
This is why, and I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the scorecard. Looking at it in black and white, watching how you give the fighter rounds and adding it up, that's why boxing fans didn't see Ngannou winning. People that didn't score, of course you see Ngannou winning. But even with a knockdown plus four rounds, it don't add up, you fuckers. You got to know the sport.
That's true. That's true, Mike. And again, my bad, because I thought that the judge had a 96-94. He actually had a 96-93, which make a lot more sense.
Big Super Mix, $2. Happy birthday, Mike Gross, the boss. Blessings, my guy.
Hey, man, shout out to Earl.
Optimus Prime, $10. I don't ever want to hear Ness say Fury can beat the other great heavyweights because he's 6'9". Why not? So Mike, did this change your mind that he can't beat Muhammad Ali?
Man, come on, man. I never thought he could.
What?
Yeah, I know you. We had this whole spiel like, oh, he's 6'9". Muhammad was fighting niggas who was shorter than him. He's 6'3".
But what about what George Foreman, who not even Fury's size, did to Muhammad? He had to give a piece of his soul to win that fight. But it's okay. We ain't going to go down that road.
Never take this, bro.
No, no worries. No worries. Let me know when you're ready. We got SDX Renzi with the super chat. He said he great, but he lost, Ness. Okay. Pats Nation, $2. Vegas won. They weren't losing that plus 1,400. Sports guy, $2. Straight elbow. That counter punch came after. Sure. G-ball, $2. This is why we need Mike on the show more. I'm with you. Maybe he could do the afternoon shift, man. Danny doesn't rock the afternoon shift. And plus, he's better off virtual. G-ball, $5. Ness, you said Fury was the greatest heavyweight of all time. Don't change up your words because Mike on the sport. And I didn't. You seen I just try to challenge him. You see, I don't think that there's any way a 210 Muhammad Ali could beat Tyson Fury. I just don't see it. Because we see that he gets up. We see that he gets up. So even if Muhammad could keep him down, Fury gets up. I mean, even if Muhammad could put him down, Fury gets up. And then it's still size, reach that Muhammad got to deal with for 12 rounds. That's just my opinion, though. You know, I know it's not a popular opinion. I know people hate it. I know y'all hate it, but it's all good. It's my opinion. King Bourne, Brooklyn, what up?
Hey, yo, you hear me, right? You hear me, right?
Yes.
Listen, man. Listen. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Sleep in the crib. Telling y'all right now. Live chat, get ready. Motherfucking TBV Universe, get ready. This is some bullshit, man. Fuck that. Y'all keep talking this controversial robbery. Let me tell you who got robbed last night. The black man, the original man, got robbed. The motherland, Africa, got robbed. The continent of Africa got robbed. Cameroon got robbed. And motherfucking Brooklyn got robbed last night. Let's be real. You mean to tell me a man who never did boxing did this to our quote-unquote best heavyweight, the man came in at 6'4", 272. Fury came at 6'9", 276. And that man, Fury, we know what Fury does. He used that weight, and he tried to manhandle you and shit. He tried to do that shit in the second round, but fucking Ngannou threw him off him and shit like a rag doll. Fury said, oh, shit, tell you something.
That's
a lie. What you want. You can say what you want, that he wasn't in shape. He underestimated him. Here's the bullshit, right? Now, okay, he's not a boxer, but he do throw punches. Fury got hit with a Superman punch in round 10.
He didn't even get hit with that, man. Stop lying, man.
Nah. Stop lying. That's the
joke. You're
lying, bro. All over the world. Let's keep it real. Ness, you know goddamn well if you would have put money on Ngannou,
bruh,
he lost.
You lying, bro. How you going to say he got hit with the punch? He got hit with the Superman punch? Why you got to lie? The fuck,
man? He got hit with the Superman punch, and so you going to say, so you boxed before. A lot of motherfuckers on this shit box before. So when you throwing a right hand, your elbow catches the man right in the face.